I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got
it's Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday.
Friday, the 12th of May, and thank you for being with us here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. You know, yesterday we were talking about the things that they're blaming millennials on for kind of destroying things they're not doing or buying anymore. Well, fast casual dining was one of the things they said was really hurt because millennials don't kind of go into those kind of places anymore. One surprising chain is bucking the trend, and you're eating good in the neighborhood. Applebee's.
They love it.
Applebee's, actually, millennials may not be going there. Gen Z has given new life to Applebee's.
Have you ever had the quesadilla burger? Come on.
I haven't.
It's immaculate.
Yeah.
It's a quesadilla and it's a burger.
Damn. That now, place was known for its cheap drinks for a while.
Well, yeah. That's still what is kind of keeping them afloat. So they tried to market themselves as hip and cool to a younger demographic, like before the pandemic. That failed. They ended up shutting 100 Applebee's because they couldn't sustain that. But
it's tough to go with manufactured hip and cool.
Right.
People decide hip and cool.
Well, that's what's worked for them now. They decided that they wanted to, you know, get in with the 18 to 24 year old demographic. Mm-hmm. By going viral, so they hired a social media team.
Right.
And they did it.
Did they get on TikTok?
They probably did, Lisa. Last July, for example, Applebee's teamed up with Winky Lux to launch Saucy Gloss, a lip gloss line inspired by some of their foods.
Okay.
I think I remember us talking about that.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
And we were like, so dumb! Yeah. You're gonna fail!
Well,
my lips taste of sweet buffalo sauce.
Yep.
Give me a kiss.
But well, we knew it was for a promotion to get them talked about.
Exactly.
And it worked.
Yep.
It did work. There's even a song about that lip gloss that became huge on TikTok.
I'm with you, won't quench this thirst. Wait, let me sauce the gloss first. Come on over. Taste the face. You know you wanna. Taste the face. You know you need to. Taste the face. You know you gotta.
Taste my face is
Jesus.
What. It was all about.
I can't go to Applebee's. It's all those damn kids. Carrying on. Having fun.
They said,
get out of here.
Applebee's became increasingly sophisticated on social media, and it's led to a giant turnaround for them. They say Applebee's is now connecting with a younger demographic the way they never have before. Also, appealing to that younger group, their low prices.
I was going to say, the thing about it is, if stuff doesn't cost a lot, like, I know Rowan and his buddies, when they want to go hang out somewhere, they're not able to shell out tons of dough.
Yeah, so they have to go
they
to a
have
place
to go to
like
somewhere.
Applebee's
yeah.
that has deals.
You know?
Right. They say they can't say no to things like the Dollarita.
Yeah.
Which they're still doing. Drink
I mean,
specials.
We
and,
all went there when we were, I went there when I was younger.
Oh, for sure.
My God, I, yeah.
I still go there.
I know, James. We know you still go there. In that
yeah.
Group.
Yeah.
No, when our kids were really little, it was also
a place
a good
to
place
go,
to go
yeah.
because mm-hmm. they were really cheap for kids to eat. And in yeah. fact, I think a lot of times they had like kids eat free nights and stuff.
Yeah.
So, if
so they,
you're,
do they still do that? You think with the families because you combine like the I don't know if the families really want to. Younger people want to hang out with families, you know?
You don't yeah. think the Taste My Face crowd and families
yeah,
next?
I don't know, but who knows?
I'm
maybe
guessing
I don't
they still have, like, fairly decent family business.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there were families there when I went.
A lot of their tables are away from the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also, they say that song, Fancy Like, really helped their brand as well. Which makes me want to hurt people.
Well, that's all it takes. Exactly.
Of that, what they're
Applebee's
looking for.
Isn't looking at us anymore.
No, they don't care about us.
Damn it.
But I mean, don't they mention 15 different things? Like, isn't that all about brands in that song? Fancy Like Applebee's.
Oh, that stupid song. Jesus.
Don't they mention a whole bunch of places
in it? I thought that was just about Applebee's stuff, no?
Is it? No, like it's a song.
It's like
song.
Applebee's on a date night. Gonna do I hate it.
But this was a real song, not just an Applebee's commercial?
No, this is a real song. Look at it.
But he mentions like a whole bunch of things, I believe.
I've only heard the Applebee's code. She's solo maintenance.
Don't need no champagne popping entertainment. I think so.
No.
Oh, there's Wendy's.
She wanna dip it like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get
paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough pay. It's like someone's dad wrote a country song. Fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got the Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one shack, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the
I thought this was just for an advertising.
No, it's an actual song that charted, that did really well.
Yeah, that's how we do,
Smart on this Walker Hayes.
Yeah.
Probably the only time someone in life said that's a smart Walker Hayes.
I mean, he mentioned all these brands. And
think about it. He's like, one of them is going to take off, right?
Yeah.
That has to be, it's kind of like back in the day in the rap world, everyone would rap about different booze and just the hopes that, you know, like Hennessy might throw you some dough or whatever. In fact, I think they were throwing them dough per mention. But this guy was like, okay, we'll do the whole first verse will be Wendy's. And if they don't like us, the chorus is Applebee's. We got a real shot there.
But then there was Natty Light. Like, he goes into a bunch of different things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was like, and if Applebee's doesn't bite, maybe Natty Light will bite with our Styrofoam cup line. And then it probably went on and on to just do the same type of crap.
See, this is what I'm trying to do with TGI Fridays, is that people go there for their sexual dilemmas. I'm trying to turn their whole business around for them.
I know.
So what turned around TGI Fridays? Oh, sexual dilemma discussions.
Yeah, people have their sexual dilemmas discussions. Mm-hmm.
They've never sold that many potato skins
over
in
potato
the
skins. I made potato skins cool again.
Thank God somebody did.
Selling the hell out of those potato skins.
And I've been craving them ever since. I just got to finally go get them.
You just need a sexual dilemma.
I do. No,
I wish I had a sexual dilemma. Listen, if I saw you inside TGI Fridays with some potato skins, I'd be like,
oh, man.
Just walk up. I'm here because I have a sexual dilemma. Can I order some potato skins, please?
Yeah, you don't even need to say it. They're just like, go sit down. We'll bring them potato skins.
I am craving some potato skins. Can somebody please give me a sexual dilemma?
Yeah.
They call it the SD special.
Yeah.
Some people might say, I wish I had a sexual dilemma. Could you please hand it past me?
Honestly, I feel like that now because I need tater skins in my life.
Yeah.
I haven't had them in so long. And every time we talk about them, I'm like, gotta get me some.
You need a sexual dilemma, Dave.
I know. I gotta figure out a sexual dilemma.
What are you debating sexually?
Nothing so far. I gotta work on it, I guess. Gotta get to the bottom of it. But that is just how Applebee's turned themselves around from another chain that no one was really going to something that was hip and cool with a younger generation.
Yeah.
You need a great social media team.
You do. Very important.
That's super important these days. And the companies that don't realize that, then they're the ones that kind of fade away.
That song is terrible.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's one of the
most
hated songs.
I think it's been playing in stores or places.
They made it commercials, though, right? I mean, like,
well, there is commercials with it. That's why I thought it was just
so
like,
the Applebee's commercial, obviously, they just mentioned.
Yeah, I think they just had that line. Like,
Applebee's on a date night.
Yeah.
Applebee's on the YouTube search did not make it above Apple Bottom.
They got to work on that.
That's pretty tough to take down, though. Apple bottom jeans,
Apple
boots
bottom
with
jeans.
The fur.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, there's a whole story about how it went viral. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's. Jesus. Sorry. Making me hear.
Do it again.
I know, I'm sorry.
Christ. I hate watching him try to play basketball.
I hate his
best thing.
If you've logged into social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing a fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Good morning, Walker. How are you?
Always being interviewed.
Oh, God. Good morning. Thank you guys for having me today. Thank you.
Always. He's putting on an accent.
No, so there was... That's the other thing that helped them out. People were going to Applebee's to do this dance in front of an Applebee's.
That's all you really need.
Right? And to make it on TikTok.
Yeah. Can somehow, and it's purely random, I believe. I think people just need to keep throwing ideas against the wall. But like once the kids have decided, oh, we have to do this one thing to this one song, or we have to do this one dance in front of your business, then it's just such a bump.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so stupid. It really is ridiculous.
It is.
That dumb thing can turn around your business, but it can't.
I hope Walker Hayes got paid well for that.
You know he didn't.
Idea and
sure he did.
Song and...
I'm sure that is record company.
I mean, he's a genius, obviously.
he's a genius.
He's a 2023 genius.
He was like, I want to walk through wheat while I rap.
I know that you guys can't wait to hear his next album. I know. Oh, my God. Can you imagine it?
But did Applebee's actually use it in their commercials? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Yeah, we fancy like
Applebee's on a date night. So smart.
I know. Stay with the Oreo shake
and some whipped cream on the top. See, they had a dance. And I hate it.
Oh, they even included that part.
But, you know, they kind of were like, you know what? We're going to go pure country Americana, which is not what they sell. But so, that's what they, I think, went for. After that took off, they were like, okay, we got to.
They even inspired.
I'm surprised there's not a NASCAR, Applebee's NASCAR.
Maybe better in southern states or something.
Probably.
It inspired a date night menu. Bourbon Street Steak, the Oreo Shake, like they made a whole... It's smart. Go with it.
I think the biggest thing in the time that we're living right now is you better be ready at any time to switch everything up and take advantage of the smallest little advantage that's out there.
Oh, anything on social media that's garnering
you
attention to your
go.
Business,
you have to go
and capitalize on it.
Yep.
Because it's huge for them. So all those things combined, their lip gloss, the TikTok song, the fancy like song, it's all kind of helped Applebee's turn it around. I'm more of a Chili's man, I'll say.
I have to agree with you on that.
If I have to pick one.
I feel like out of all those kind of restaurants, I'd like Chili's the best.
Oh, don't forget what made them.
Oh, yeah.
They need
something else.
Well, honestly, I just wonder if any of these kids have even heard that. They might be waiting to...
I think they brought it back.
They might be waiting.
Like, I think they're trying to regain that.
I get it. You just got to keep throwing it against the wall, though, in different ways.
Yeah, because that was 14 years ago when they first started that.
Worked on us.
Well, that's got to be more than 14. Yeah, I feel like that was popular when I was in like junior high.
Oh, maybe 98, yeah.
Worked.
With barbecue sauce.
Yeah, man, delicious. I ate many Chili's ribs.
Same here. I think Chili's also has the like one of the most unhealthiest burgers for you.
Yes.
So that was the appeal for me before.
No, you go. Like, who has the most unhealthy burger in town?
Honestly,
Gary
Gout.
It was a very
in 1998. It was a very underrated burger compared to like all the stuff you could get. It was a surprisingly good.
I remember going. My buddy was like, I believe this is like the most unhealthiest burger you could order. I'm like,
let's get one. Yes. Let's get one.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take two. When to go?
Most people would be not. Mm-mm. They'd be backing away. Like, right. No, I can't eat that.
No way.
You're all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Let's see. So McDonald's is the double quarter pounder with cheese. Burger King's.
Had many of those.
Triple Whopper, which I didn't even realize they sold.
Why not?
Wendy's Big Bacon Classic Triple.
I've had that before, too.
Hardee's Monster Burger, Checkers, Baconzilla. Maybe it's just fast food they're doing here, not like,
yeah, it looks like
fast
it.
Casual. Is it just, yeah, it's just listing fast food. I saw some dude on Instagram order some Wendy's burger that was like $40.
What?
Oh, like one of those secret.
Yeah,
secret
one of the
$40 menus. Bucks.
Yeah.
It was like, what, four patties and a chicken patty?
No, I don't even know how you'd fit it in your mouth. It was gigantic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll show you.
That's what she said.
I'll show you how to fit big things in your mouth.
It's a T-Rex.
The T-Rex?
The T-Rex burger.
Oh, well,
holy cow. Come on.
Come on. They'll make that for you.
You can.
They're not going to make that for you.
Well, you probably had to wait like a half an hour.
This is the story of the Wendy's 9-stack T-Rex burger. In 2004, Wendy's ran an ad featuring a huge fake burger. And even though it wasn't real, people started to order it. And believe it or not, a Wendy's in Canada actually started to sell it. Now, unfortunately, corporate caught wind of what was going on and quickly shut it down. Today, you won't see the T-Rex burger on the official Wendy's menu, but certain locations have been reported to make it for you if you ask nicely.
I can guarantee the one by my house will not make it for me.
No,
no matter how nicely I ask.
You would never ask, probably. No. Are you scared?
I would be scared to ask, yes. Yeah. I'm scared to order off the normal menu at the Wendy's by my house.
Yep. There was another thing I saw, too. I fell down a fast food hole yesterday, obviously. There's a secret menu at Wendy's where you get 50 nuggets.
The perfect amount.
They have like a giant box where they can...
Can I get your nugget box, please?
Yeah. 50 nugs.
Like, you know what, though? Okay, but this is...
Does he want nuggets or does he want my ass?
Yeah.
He said my nugget box.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I know what it means.
These young kids and all their slang, I don't know what he wants.
Yeah, this is...
So I've seen it. I didn't think it was real. It is real.
There it is. It's like a Timbits
box. What can I get for you?
Hi, I was wondering, do you guys have your Wendy's chicken nugget bucket?
The 50 nuggets, yes.
Oh, can I get one of those, please? Yeah, and that'll be it.
Okay.
That's all you
$16.79. Thank you.
$62.99? Yeah, thank you very much.
No, 62.
Is that what he said?
50 nuggets for like $16.
No, 16. Okay. Oh my God, that's not bad.
I was like, wait a second. If it's $60, I would just.
I didn't.
I'd just go through the line and order the 10 pack five times.
You get chicks.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way for everybody.
James, I want to record you going through the Wendy's near your house and trying to do this.
Hello. Getting all nervous.
How are you today?
Hi, welcome to Wendy's. Can we take your order?
Yeah. Wow, you sound very nice today. You usually sound more angry.
Can we take your order?
Yeah, what's up?
Whoa. Hi.
Hello.
Guys, hey. So
what do you want?
I'm sorry, but I saw on the internet. You guys
might. What, internet?
Yeah.
What do you want?
50 chicken.
You know what? Bucket. I'm going to go do something else. Where? When you decided what you want, I'll come back, all right?
Okay. I'm ready now, sir, to order. I was hoping I could possibly get the 50 chicken nugget bucket I saw on the internet. Do you guys do that here?
No. We do, but I ain't doing it.
Tell me you saw it on the secret menu.
But I don't care what secret menu, Dave.
It was a secret menu.
How does he know I'm in the car?
He can hear you. The speaker's right here, Dave.
Right.
It's not like a microphone. It's a speaker.
You know what? Pull up. Pull up. I'm just gonna give you something.
What's my total?
Give me $20.
$20.
Here's a hamburger. Get out of here.
No, he'd take him and throw him out of the car. Yeah, move his car out of the line, and then.
No, please don't hurt me. I just wanted 50 ticket ads. I was trying to go viral.
Viral this. You about to go viral?
Yeah, don't do it, maybe.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, that Wendy's
some places,
is scary.
Certain places
are
you can't
more
do it.
Angry than others. And it's in such a nice area, too, but they are the meanest. Yeah.
Right, the one down the street here that I ordered, you know, the chicken sandwich with just lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Bun. That's not the place you would go to.
No, I wouldn't go to that one either. Like, they were going to murder me when I was like, can I get the ranch with those nuggets?
What?
Yeah, please. What? I gotta go get two ranches.
Are you
insane? In the bag, please.
Are you an insane
Forget
person?
It. I'll use my ranch at home.
Is that the Wendy's that I pass on the way?
No, that one's actually pretty good.
Oh, okay.
They just take a long time because it's a bit
busy.
Nicer. There's a longer line.
Yeah, it's a busy
there's
area.
One opposite way, closer to my house, that it's rough.
Yeah.
I hate when my wife's like, can we get Wendy's? I'm like, oh, don't want to put anything.
Please don't make me go. Please don't make me go.
You know, I'm going to go to the closer one, even though they're mean. Because I don't want to drive farther.
I know. It's sometimes
so mean to me.
It's worth driving a little farther.
Mike's with us. Hey, Mike.
Hey. They have what's known as the meat cube at Wendy's.
The meat cube?
Yes. It's only four patties. But a buddy of mine challenged me to this. And I got protein poisoning from...
What? Is that a thing?
Listen, I've got the...
Well, you had it with that sandwich.
Yeah, I had the meat sweats really bad, and I'm like, I was sick. My friend passed out on a couch from meat sweats. I was, like, wishing I was dead.
But, like, over here, like, when we had that big...
From Ernie's, the sandwich place, because I was like, listen, I know these guys are getting these huge sandwiches, and I don't want anything else on it. He was like, I got you. And it was the most meat you've ever seen on a sandwich in your whole entire life. You know, and I think I got halfway through it, and I was like, I didn't know anything was called, like, protein poisoning.
I never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
Is that officially diagnosed by a doctor?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
That guy sounded so serious, too.
He was dead serious.
Like, I think before that, he was like, hey!
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and now he's like, oh, yeah, the protein poisoning.
Changed him as a man. Yeah.
Everything changed after my protein poisoning bout.
That reminds me of a time I got protein poisoning.
Damn, you went to a dark place. Dark, dark place.
Four all beef patties.
It was 2017. My buddy challenged me to the Wendy's Burger Cube or whatever it was called. I've never been the same since. It's the cube of death.
Yep.
Meat cube.
The meat cube.
Whoa.
I like hearing about all these secret menu items, though. Not that I'd ever order them. McDonald's has a Monster Mac.
I'll be honest. So if I liked Big Macs, boy, that looks good.
Beef patties.
That does look good. Yeah. Eight.
Because
always, oh wow, you don't realize there's actually four. Wow.
There's two on a regular Big Mac. This has eight.
I feel like six might be the sweet spot.
I just feel like right now with the way things are at the fast food restaurants, trying to order off the secret menu is going to get you murdered.
Yeah,
it's not a good time.
That could make you go viral too.
I'll be dead. I won't even be able to enjoy it. Or I'll be paralyzed in a hospital bed.
Trying to order a special burger.
I just wanted the Monster Mac and all of a sudden the guy pulled the gun.
Yeah, good point.
I got a Monster Mac for you.
I feel like the turnover is so... fast now at these places, maybe some of them don't even know. You know, sometimes it takes like a veteran to be like, oh, what did he ask for? The Monster Mac? Oh, I'll tell you what that is. But there's no one there left that knows the secret menu.
Yeah, I would never, if I worked there, make anything off the secret menu.
No.
No.
Like, no. It's more work.
But no, think about this, right? So Wendy's, they make that 9-burger thing and it's like starting to go viral. And then in their corporate office, they were like, oh my God, shut it down. Stop them. That's a huge burger. We can't let, no, you're wrong. You don't worry about the calories of the super burger. You just let it go viral and you let it keep going. And then people are buying it to make videos, which will then go more viral.
That's true. Yeah. That's a
like,
good point.
People are so dumb. Like the people in charge of things are old and don't understand how it works now.
Are they afraid they'll run out of burgers?
I don't know.
Like, what's the scare?
My guess would be it's like someone is going to do the calorie, crunch the calorie. Who cares?
Kill you.
Yes.
But-
It's like, who cares?
But not in one sitting.
Not in one sitting, no. Yeah. It'll slowly kill you.
You might get a bout of diarrhea.
In one day.
And some protein poisoning.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, you're going to take, if you took like one bite from the top all the way to the bottom somehow, which is impossible, but like one bite of that, and that's like, you're probably sick.
Full, yeah. You're already full.
You know,
if I worked there, I'd be like, some jackass is here. He wants a T-Rex burger.
What does he want? T-Rex burger?
Yeah. T-Rex burger.
Hold on, girl. I'm going outside to kick his ass. Is it changed again?
Yeah, man. I got the T-Rex burger. They're going to make it for me this time.
James,
you work at this Wendy's now? Oh my God!
That's right, man.
I got
gotta go. I'm so sorry. I will never order the T-Rex burger ever again.
Oh, you ain't never ordering it again after I bust your ass.
Oh, he's got a gun.
Lisa's like, yeah, get him. Yeah.
Get out of here. Go.
I couldn't tell if it was a real gun or if it was a sour cream gun.
Yep. Yeah, see, it is all over the internet.
That's
know.
It. I mean, just I just don't understand. Like, man, you know, it's like if you had a song go huge on TikTok from like your back catalog as a band, and they slowed it down and they did something to it, and all these kids were doing stuff to it. Imagine like calling a record company, calling and telling them to stop. So dumb. The dumbest thing you could ever do.
That's a great point. Yeah, you got to get on the social media.
They just
yeah.
don't understand.
Train.
Here's a guy ordering one. Let's see how he does it and what the reception's like for him. All right.
Here now. Burger. What is wrong with you? I'll just take one of those T-Rex burgers, and that'll be it.
I'm sorry, the what?
The T-Rex burger.
We don't have that.
Yeah, you do. I know. It's a little secret menu item. I got to let you know. I'm chill like that.
Go ahead and pour
out. Definitely. Oh, you see that? He had to be like.
My little... Whoa.
This got to be his girlfriend.
Dude, I can't get it out.
What the hell?
Here it is. Wendy's secret menu item. The T-Rex burger.
They didn't even wrap it in. They just threw it up.
Well, they probably won't. Yeah,
this is Wendy's new T-Rex burger. I just needed a bag because they didn't.
It's a great way to sell a bunch of burgers all at once.
It is.
They should
yeah.
do it.
It is. I mean, it's like...
Just throw on some patties and a couple buns and bye.
They're probably worried about their chili supply running low if they sell all those burger patties.
We're out of chili.
We got no leftover burger patties. Burgers. To be honest, though, if you're Wendy's, wouldn't you be overjoyed to be out of anything?
Yeah, of course. That means sure. you're selling.
That means
it's not like it's
gone.
Free. People are paying
exactly.
for it.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, man, that chick must have thought he was hot because he's like, she's like, we don't have that here. He's like, oh, come on, I'm cool, babe. You know,
yeah,
you know
true.
I know about that secret
that's
menu.
How it works.
Okay. She's like, okay, I have them for you.
What kind of car do you have?
Yeah.
Oh, you look Lisa so talks cute. A big game, but a yeah, Jason Momoa yeah. type pulls up and orders a T-Rex version.
That's a really cool car.
Thanks.
Hold on, I'll see if he'll make it for you.
Please, he's got a super cool car, please.
He's hot.
He's so hot with a super cool car.
I think she likes my muscles.
Yeah.
Turns out we can make it. Turns out we can make that for you.
We're not supposed to, but.
Then I'm in line behind him.
Yeah, I'll take one of those as well.
Get out of here!
Oh, God! Ah! Why is this guy looking at everyone? He's like, is it?
Yeah. Hello!
Oh, no, it's you again. I'm sorry, just a regular junior bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, lucky. Something like that takes off for your business, embrace it. Who cares?
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's people's choice if they want to eat 9 baddies and get protein
poisoning.
That's
right.
That's up to them. Let them have it. Coming up, our first check of the news. So what really happened with that kid that was missing for 2 days in the mountains of Michigan? What did a couple find in a playground porta potty? And a cop runs to help someone screaming for help. But what did it turn out to be? Let's get to that.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news. We did a story earlier this week about a little 8-year-old guy who got separated from his family and ended up spending 2 days alone in the woods before he was finally found. This was in the Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park in Michigan. Turns out he was out there with his grandpa and 3 of his uncles.
Okay.
And when he went looking for firewood, he got lost. And went missing. And he's finally speaking about it for the first time. Has he changed forever?
Yes.
Here's the story from ABC News.
This morning, for the first time, the 8-year-old boy who spent 2 full days alone in a Michigan state park sharing how he survived.
I pray for being found and not stuck out here for the rest of my life.
This past weekend, Nancy Nimi was camping with his grandpa and 3 uncles, the group going to get firewood.
So my uncle, he said to go back to camp, and I couldn't say, I don't know the way back to camp because he already turned around and left. I was trying to go diagonal into the part where we came from, and I ended up by like a river, and I wasn't even any close to the part where we first went up.
Nanty quickly realizing he was lost. When the group got back to the campsite, they discovered he wasn't there.
They took some time to search for him and couldn't find him. They decided they needed to give up and call for help.
That call setting off a frantic search. The Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park, some 60,000 acres, almost 300 people helping.
It's very hilly, rough terrain, and this time of year with snow melt and the rain that we've had, there was a lot of standing water and the rivers were very high.
Yeah, I was worried about the cold, but and that everybody he was by himself in the dark.
Everybody was crying.
You know, we were hoping that he wasn't walking around at night and hunkered down.
Nanty saying he tried to think about positive things to avoid letting the fear take over.
Oh, Lord.
And when he did get hungry.
God. I just ate snow because I usually do it in the winter.
The first morning he woke up to some hope, a chopper hovering over him.
I was waving my hands in the air and yelling at them to get their attention. I saw their helmet poke out of the side of the helicopter, but they didn't see me.
Sleeping a second night under some branches, he woke up to some noise.
I heard people yelling my name, and I saw a lime green thing hanging. And I saw somebody. I ran straight to them.
Part of his rescue seen here in this video.
Good job, guys.
Nanty quickly reunited with his family and with food.
I ate a Clif Bar and a cream oatmeal sandwich. It tasted good.
As for if he'll go camping again?
Yeah, I'm still going to go camping, but
not with those uncles. Better preparation next time.
Yeah.
And his family saying they're so grateful to all the first responders who helped find him. So grateful. In fact, they threw a party for them so they could thank them in person. You see a picture there. And one of the guys who found him first telling us that when they found him, he said to them, "Did anyone call my mom? Because I've been gone for 2 days and she's probably wondering where I am."
I'd be so furious at that uncle if I was his mom.
My goodness.
Don't you have one job?
The uncle left him.
Yes.
Don't you that have was your one brother, job. Too. Yeah, that's his uncle. Oh, that could be your brother.
Yeah.
I'd be furious.
Can't leave an 8-year-old.
No.
In the woods. My God. No. And by the way, people are wondering, they did not name that boy Nancy. It's Nanty. N-A-N-T-E is what they named him. Not Nancy. He's not a Nancy boy.
Yeah, well. Nanty boy ain't much better.
Hey, he survived for 2 days.
I get it.
That's a pretty damn cool thing that kid did. He didn't break down. He knew enough to put like leaves and sticks on himself to keep warm and to eat snow for, you know, not get dehydrated.
I've never been to the mountains of Michigan.
Well, when Dave said mountains of Michigan, I was like, oh, that must be a typo. There's no mountains in Michigan.
Well, Porcupine Mountains. I think they use the term loosely, but they are.
They are. Yeah.
I haven't been up around there, so.
Jason, have you been there?
Of course. I've not been to the Porcupine Mountains, no.
Make sure your wife doesn't lose you in the woods.
He's texting Dave. He's texting Dave for help.
I thought you were going to say my son, but I'm the one to be honest.
No, it's you.
And we found Jason Watson after 2 days alone in the woods.
You know, my son was headed back to camp. I was following my toddler, and he left me
dusting.
Started to go diagonal. And
here, we've got
river.
A Clif Bar and an oatmeal pie for you.
Yeah.
You can enjoy. Haven't eaten in a couple of days.
Just been drinking dandelion tea. And didn't know to cover myself with leaves. Yeah. I've just been laying here naked.
How did you survive without evening primrose baths?
Did you? It's been really tough.
Your skin looks chafed and dry.
I do. I feel my skin is very cracked.
Yes, don't separate from your wife in the woods, or you could be the next guy in one of these stories.
Right.
All right, a couple found something unexpected in a porta potty in Nebraska: a loaded pistol. Not generally what you should see there. A couple of deuces, maybe.
In a porta potty,
was it in the blue?
Well, let's find out. Oh. Here's the story from KETV. Take a look.
It's like The Godfather.
A couple walking their dog in a peaceful park near 245th and Dodge Friday takes a quick break, only to find a shocking surprise.
As they were walking their dog, they stopped at a porta potty, opened the door, and lo and behold, there is a loaded 45 caliber 6-hour handgun right on the seat of the porta potty.
Douglas County deputies processed the pistol in the porta potty and posted it on social media. The gun's owner saw the picture and called the sheriff's office.
He left his loaded firearm in his unlocked vehicle while he was working.
Sheriff Aaron Hansen says the man's gun was stolen while he was working outside a home in the area and dropped in that bathroom about 3 hours later, a few blocks away. Hansen says they have no idea why, but hope to find out who does soon.
We will submit it for NIBIN testing for the ATF through OPD. We will also check it for fingerprints and process it for DNA.
Hansen says these types of crimes are frustrating.
This type of firearm theft is exactly why we struggle with violence.
Hansen says stolen guns and straw purchasing are often to blame. While it's a federal crime to purchase a gun for someone else who can't legally own one, Hansen says there's no penalty for the man whose gun was stolen.
No charges. There is no state law, no local law against leaving an unsecured firearm in your vehicle.
Hansen wants gun owners to lock them up so this doesn't happen again or end worse.
Firearms possession is not only a right, it's a responsibility. And people need to think through the responsibility part.
As Sarah Feely reporting, Hansen says he can't speculate on why the gun was dumped, but says it's possible the person was leaving it for someone else or that got cold feet about committing a crime.
Yeah, people don't keep track of their guns. They got so many guns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To keep track of. Yeah, they probably got freaked out, though, right? They were stealing a gun and like, oh, damn.
That's my guess.
Or they used it.
Yeah.
I guess they could have done that. If I found like a random gun sitting somewhere, I'd be like, that was used in a murder. Like, that
was, yeah.
I'd be like, that's what I'd think.
Yeah.
I'd never touch it.
Someone was murdered. Yeah,
if you were like,
murdered.
You walk around the back of some alleyway, there's a gun on the ground. It's like,
I assume
you think,
somebody used it and then threw it away.
Yep. I cleaned that right up.
Another day, another inappropriate relationship coming to light between an inmate and a worker, and the latest out of Charlotte County, Florida, where a laundry clerk at the Charlotte County Jail has been arrested after having an inappropriate relationship with an inmate there. Detention staff noticed some unusual behavior from a jail laundry clerk identified as Amy Dice. Dice tried to make contact with an inmate while dropping off laundry. That inmate apparently set to be transferred to the state prison the next day. When jail staff searched the inmate's laundry bag, they found a love note and some Kit Kat bars.
That's how to do it. Want to get me in the sack?
That would totally get you in the sack.
I'm going to write that down.
Give me a love note and Kit Kat bars.
Maybe a couple of them.
During an investigation by jail command, she admitted to detectives that she did have a relationship with the inmate. She's been employed there about a year now. And the sheriff said, "We hold all of our employees to the highest standards of professionalism and ethical behavior, and any violation of that will not be tolerated." Now she's facing multiple charges for introduction of contraband into a detention facility and sexual misconduct between detention facility employees and inmates. She's being held at the Charlotte County Jail herself now. I could not find a picture of her. What does a jail laundry lady look like?
I have an idea.
Not good.
Probably not great.
Don't worry about it.
No, that can't be her.
I have tons.
That can't be her.
I have tons of Kit Kats.
She does look like
Kit
Kat queen. Oh, yeah. That's the dream right there.
The septic couple?
Yep.
Yeah.
Septic couple.
Yep.
That's someone with the same name who's married to a septic worker. Yeah, unfortunately, no mugshots released of her yet. But it doesn't sound like she'd be a looker, but maybe.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I feel like non-lookers do just fine in those prison setups.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why they fall for it. Maybe they're not used to the attention or something. I don't know. And then they do stupid stuff and get caught. So,
you know, I've said before a couple of times, you know, on my way home around here and on my way in, sometimes I see people looking for money on the corners. Mm-hmm. Right. And what really drives me crazy about them is that I've seen them down this way. Some dude get dropped off in a really nice car with his iPhone switch up with the person who was asking for money, right? It seems to me like it's all a big scam. Well, there's a homeless man in Hollywood. I guess he's bothering some people because he's got the nicest homeless setup people have ever seen.
Really?
Including, like, his own little movie, homeless movie theater.
That's incredible.
It is amazing. Here's the story on that from Fox 11 in Los Angeles.
Well, his name is Pedro. He lives in that tent. There's actually two tents there. A lot of pride of ownership. We just saw him come out with a little electric vacuum to vacuum the sidewalk. Right. So one of the tents, that's where he lives. The other tent, that's where he stores his belongings, including an electric generator. We've seen tents in Hollywood before, but at night it's clear this one is different. Clear, amplified Pedro! Sound and TV projected on the tent's wall.
Oh my gosh.
Austin Rye took this video on the way to a club. The tent sits near the corner of Selma and El Centro. 33-year-old Pedro Ramirez says he's been living here for about 2 years.
Whoa, this is so nice.
Inside, a wall-to-wall carpet, an airbed, projector, and sound system.
You said it took you just a week to set this all up?
He uses a hotspot, his phone, and Apple laptop to stream and screencast his entertainment.
This makes me feel like I'm home.
But for most, home costs. This home comes rent-free, no utility bills.
I bring a station car from over there here.
Instead of paying DWP, Pedro says he has an electric generator in another tent. He's quick to point out he's not plugged into the light pole.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not stealing power from no one. It's coming from my generator. I have to charge it up every, like, 2 weeks.
And how do you do that?
Take it to the train station. I just plug it in, and they charge us up.
I asked him if he would accept help if permanent housing was offered.
They treat us like prisoners in there.
How? Explain.
You can't even take a lighter in there. Okay. They won't let you take razors or to shave off. Before you go in the building, they're searching you with a metal detector. No, I signed up for housing, not for rehab or prison.
Well, it turns out the Hollywood station where Pedro says that he recharges his electric generator is not under the jurisdiction of the city of Los Angeles, but Metro. So we called Metro to find out if there was any kind of ordinance that makes something like that illegal. Now, Dave Sotero told me that those outlets there are meant for maintenance crews, but there's no ordinance per se that makes what Pedro does illegal. Now, we also got a statement from council member Hugo Soto Martinez, and that statement was basically, yeah, we understand that the unhoused need power, but tapping into city lighting is very dangerous and a fire hazard. But again, Pedro claims he is not tapping into the city lighting.
Hollywood, huh?
Yes.
So glamorous.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though. I think this would have been all of our setup. So if we would have taken that one job offer in San Francisco way back in the day.
Yes, that's because that's all we would have been able to afford.
Exactly.
That's why we didn't do it.
We'd be living in tents and, you know.
We wouldn't even be fancy like Applebee's. We could not have afforded that.
We had to crunch the numbers very fast when that offer came in.
Okay, yeah. San Francisco radio. Awesome.
Dave, I just checked the price of houses.
I was sending you photos of my vacation pictures to San Francisco area, and I was like, nice. And then I looked at the numbers of how much it would actually cost to live there.
God.
But,
and they wanted us to make nothing.
Right.
Yes.
So it was.
Come here where the price of living is through the roof and make nothing.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you.
Oh.
Thank God that station has changed formats like 5 times since then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, from a homeless man to a crappy situation of a different kind. This happened in Colorado. A sewer truck spilled its load on an interstate, and it got all over cars.
Oh God.
Imagine that mess. Here's the story. Let's take a listen in from 9 News right now. Here we go.
When something sprayed all over cars and traffic on I-76 in Adams County yesterday, if drivers reacted with the profanity that begins with S, they would have been right, because that's exactly what it was. Colorado State Patrol says a sewer truck dumped on I-76 eastbound yesterday. The road was then shut down for most of the evening while the world's unluckiest cleanup crew got to work. A viewer named Nico sent us some photos.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone hesitant about showing me at the time, but Nico says three car washes later, the smell remains.
Oh, no.
Sewage spill on I-76 is something of an annual tradition. Part of the road was shut down last May for the same thing. CDOT cleaned up that sewage spill with snow plows and fire trucks. I imagine they got some feedback from employees on that, so this time around, they hired contractors.
Good God. So think about it. You're driving through what looked like just a sludge of feces.
Yep.
The guy said he's washed his car three times, and the smell's still there. That's because the wheels would have, like, thrown it up into the
and just
underside.
Be going through the car wash over and over and over again in circles.
I know, but, like, the underside, right? Like, that doesn't really get washed the best in those, and it's probably all full of poop. Like, that's terrible.
The thought of pulling up to the car wash with my poop car and having the reaction of the attendants.
I'd be like,
if I was the attendant, I'd be like, you're banned. I don't know what you
Take
do.
Take your membership away.
I don't know what you do. Can I see that? Can I see that? Oh, it got cut. Here's a refund.
Like, at the time, Chuck and years ago, Chuck and I drove back from a theme park in the middle of the night on these county roads that were filled with those fish flies.
Yep.
My car, you couldn't even see the color of it anymore. There were so many dead bugs on it. And I pulled into a charity car wash.
They're like, this guy's an a-hole.
Charity car wash?
This guy's an a-hole. Oh, thanks, mister.
You're just supposed to, like, spray it a little bit.
Yeah.
Give us the money.
I also was high school cheerleaders, too.
Yeah. They had to scrub off the bugs.
Yeah, they did. I want to see every one of these God-blessed bugs gone. Oh, put some elbow grease in it, kids.
It'd be paid a lot to the charity.
No.
Wasn't
making a lot of
money. No, I know.
That's different. True. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, boy.
No, so when we were driving on all those bugs, it was like being in an oil slick. There was
so many bugs coming off Lake Erie.
The car would, like, slide. So
disgusting. You would, like, fishtail and stuff because the roads were so slippery with these fish flies. Disgusting. Mm. But yeah, sorry. My apologies to the people that were running that charity car.
At least you didn't have a poop car that you pulled up in. It could have been worse.
No, it could have been poop. Absolutely. I will say they probably had a meeting the next year, and they're like, anyone want to do the charity car wash again? Like, no! Made again. Like, get the hell out of here! That's why some Dave Hunter can come.
They just got bugs off.
It was bugs last year. What will it be this year? I heard he hit a deer.
They're pulling out fur.
Oh, God. Sorry about that. Time for this.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's Nerd News.
Nerd!
Here's a quick rundown of the week in science. Could aliens be listening in on our cell phone calls? A new study found it's possible if they're listening from nearby stars. It's more about detecting signals, though. They're probably not listening to you complain to someone about something that's gone wrong.
I was going to say, what would they hear?
They would eliminate us instantly if they could understand us.
Oh, if this human has issues with hemorrhoids again.
Yeah.
Keeps bitching. Big flare up.
Vaporize the planet.
Yeah. By the way, experts did confirm as well that that rock that smashed through a roof in New Jersey Monday was a 4.5 billion year old meteorite.
Yeah, pretty cool.
As they suspected, it was a piece of Halley's Comet.
That's really cool.
In other space news, SpaceX wants to put the first privately owned space station in orbit. And NASA says littering in space is okay because it just burns up when it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean,
space litter is no problem.
It's okay, but just, like, how long if I took, like, a candy bar wrapper and, like, threw it out into space, how long is it going to take for it to
re-enter?
You know, like, is it 1 year? Is it 20,000 years of spinning around? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
In AI news, a study found we change our voice when talking to Alexa and Siri.
I definitely do, because if I do not talk like this to them, they do not understand what I am saying.
They say we talk slower and louder when we're talking to Alexa and Siri.
Also, never gets it right.
A study at MIT found that if AI ever replaces judges, it may throw the book at you.
Well, we can't have that.
I'll get ready.
I never even thought of that. Right. I never even imagined judges.
Right. For the because love of God. Judges use their own discretion a lot and say, listen, it looks like you're turning stuff around, so we're going to cut your break.
Yeah, there'll be
AI
that.
Doesn't. No, AI doesn't like when you break the rules, and it would hand out stiffer penalties than
well,
humans.
Let's hold off on making them judges.
Yeah, don't give them that power. You don't give them any power to make decisions.
Yeah.
They just...
They might just become judges.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes, I don't know if it'll be something we decide.
They might make themselves judges.
Yeah, yep. We might not be deciding much.
And in bug news, found that the type of soap you're using could attract more mosquitoes.
I feel like this is possible.
They found that some soaps make us more likely to get bit, but there's one ingredient mosquitoes hate.
What?
Which is good news for this guy.
Oh, what do you use?
If you want to avoid mosquitoes, go with a coconut-scented soap.
Oh, yeah. I can't go around smelling like coconuts.
No, because then Dave will be attracted
exactly.
to you.
Yeah, true. There's the downside.
So we can't have that.
I'm attracted to anyone that smells like coconuts.
It's true.
Coconut, huh? So intoxicating.
Coconut, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of trumps your evening primrose. Did you say baths? Is that right? What it was?
No, soap.
No, but the evening primrose from yesterday with the talk.
What, I think
it just takes a supplement?
It's a bar soap.
Homemade
bar soap.
Homemade bar soap.
Yeah.
Primrose
homemade?
Bar soap.
Homemade? No, I don't make it.
I thought it was homemade. No, maybe we just implied
Jason's
we were
making
it.
Fancy soaps in his spare
time. We were just implying
Chuck
we made
said
homemade.
That. We don't make soap. I don't have time to make soap.
In his mind, you make soap.
You go home, sit in a bath, and make soap.
I feel like a lot of stirring of soap there and making their own candles.
I just wanted to point out your coconut scent.
Yes,
that's
the
all
coconut.
You
oh, yeah. No, I don't actually wear it, but I love the smell of it.
He's attracted to it.
I'm attracted to the smell of coconut.
Yeah.
Anything with a beach.
I actually
takes me right there.
Mm-hmm. Stella had a softball game. It was kind of started late, like 8:00. And I had just come from another baseball game. And so I had shorts on. And when I got to that park, mosquitoes were everywhere. I'm like, no,
already?
Not already. Not. Yeah. Oh. I it sucked. Where's my coconut soap?
See? That's all you need, dude.
Yeah,
that's all. They do not like the smell of coconut, so
yeah,
I expect everyone to smell like coconuts going forward. And finally, some trouble for a cop. He heard someone screaming for help and went to check it out, but it was not what he expected. Here's that story.
I think it's a person.
A call for help sends a police officer running.
That's a person. Is it goat?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a goat, isn't it? Bob!
Help!
Turns out that call for help came from
a goat. We ran.
The noise it made sounded like help from a distance. The Oklahoma police officer soon learned from the farmer that it had been separated from one of his friends.
But sure enough, we were walking over here.
That's a person.
From a long distance, sounds like help.
Greatest story of all time. This is Inside Edition.
The goat lost its buddy,
yeah.
So it was like, help!
Yeah.
Help!
That's it.
It did at the beginning sound like,
yeah.
Help! I've lost Bob!
You know, like, goats are cute, but could you imagine, like, you had something that just did that every single day, nonstop, all day?
Yeah, that's the downside.
No,
that's
not
the
downside. Like that.
That's
yeah.
the downside. Yeah, I have one. It's a baby.
yeah. They grow up.
They eventually stop that. They just move on to other annoying things.
But, true.
Yeah.
They're quite annoying.
They never stop being annoying.
No, just changes.
So good to know.
Yeah, just changes.
Yeah, they just end up sleeping in and missing appointments for you.
Did he end up missing it?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Dave, did you go right home after work yesterday?
Yeah.
Because I saw it. Dave sped out of here. He got in that car.
Was.
He was like, he was gone. He was on the freeway.
Yeah.
And I knew you were trying to get that delivery because your teenager did not wake up for
teenager
it.
Teenager slept through it, which he was supposed supposed to wake up for. Yeah. Dad, I totally set four alarms. I don't know what happened, man.
The best part is that the delivery was like for 10:30 a.m. Like, you'd think, okay, you can get up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know you probably had a crazy night, but you can probably still get up.
You hear the phone or something. Your dad's trying to call.
Okay, so, you know, I'm Mr. Technical for certain things. But so I even, like, got in the Alexa app and set an alarm on all the devices in the house.
Yes, play on all speakers.
Okay, set alarm on all devices for this time.
Yeah.
Nothing. They went off.
It's that they sleep through anything.
It was still going off when I got
home. How does he get up? How did... He wasn't awake.
No,
when
but
you got
here's
home?
The thing. No, he was so. I'm gonna go outside and do some yard work.
Yeah,
for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Get that pool open so you can swim to the bottom. Yeah,
I know now to remove myself from the situation. Right,
before, smart.
Yes,
I don't
yes.
need to. We don't need a big heated debate. Just remove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he had. The crazy thing is, working at a golf course last summer, like, he'd have to be there at 6 a.m. Never late once. Never missed a shift. Never late. He was all... It's just when his parents ask him to do something, it's like...
Yeah, I think that's most kids. I think that's most kids.
All the alarms.
I don't know. And he showed me. There were three alarms that were...
Yeah.
Sat. Slept through them all. That must be it. He must do it
in his sleep. It's that sleep turn off.
Yeah. I sat... So his bedroom is underneath our living room. And I sat early one Saturday morning. I don't know what he had to get up for, but
right.
I listened to him stop his alarm 17 times before I was like, okay, my God! Oh, my God! I'm having a peaceful Saturday morning, having my coffee.
Startled.
Beep, 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 beep. Stop. 9 minutes later. Beep, beep, beep. Stop. I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus. Life of living with a teenager.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I did, like, Dave flew out of here.
He did.
I just didn't. I didn't even see Dave leave, but then I just saw Dave appear in his vehicle, like,
right
behind me in the parking lot. I was like, where did he even, how do you even get out of the building?
Like, I held off on leaving just because I knew, I'm like, he's in a hurry. I'm going to let him go
first.
He's
going. Yeah. Yeah, get out of his way. Gangway!
And I did, but I didn't make it.
Oh, no.
All right, coming up, celebrity dirt and sports news when we return. Is Ben Affleck already hating life with Jennifer Lopez again?
Hmm.
Who was arrested after a fight over a remote control? And will virtual reality smell-o-vision let people detect dozens of odors? We'll get to that and more. We'll be back in just a moment.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Three police officers were injured while responding to a trespassing incident in which a disgruntled ex-employee of a business was spotted peeing all over the front doors of his former workplace. This dude, who's almost 70, had a no trespassing order. When officers responded to the scene, they tried to speak with the guy. As they tried to talk to him, he started his car, backed it into a cruiser. And officers say they had to run out of the way to avoid being hit by this guy, who then started speeding around the parking lot before taking off. They've got the dude. He now faces many charges.
You know how angry a 70-year-old man has to be to pee on something with a prostate all swollen?
Exactly. And how long it took all the pee to get out? My God, he would have stood there for a long time.
I mean, that's a disgruntled man.
Come on. Last couple drops.
Are you done? Are you finished? I'll step away.
Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Golden vengeance. I'll say this. The cops must have been like, oh, this old guy. They went easy on him.
Yeah.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch, be some way.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, it is Friday, bitches. It is Dave and Chuck the Freak, and we thank you so much for being with us. As we continue right now, we've got celebrity dirt and sports news coming up. Is Ben Affleck already hating life with Jennifer Lopez again? Who was arrested after a fight over a remote control? And will virtual reality smell-o-vision let people detect dozens of odors? That's all coming up. First in some sports news. By the end of the weekend, we'll know three, maybe even all four teams left standing in the NBA playoffs. Tonight, though, it's the Knicks at the Heat. Miami leads that series 3-2, and the Warriors are at the Lakers. L.A. leading that series 3-2. And it is win or go home time for one of the four teams in tonight's slate of NHL Stanley Cup playoff games. The Panthers are at the Leafs. Florida leading that series 3-1. The Oilers are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. That series tied at 2 games apiece. Tom Brady is undoubtedly the GOAT when it comes to quarterbacks, and he'll be honored as such at the home opener of the New England Patriots. Owner Robert Kraft announced that Brady has been invited so the fans of New England can thank him.
Oh, boy.
Which I think...
It can go either
way. I don't know. I mean, the folks in Boston, you guys know better than us whether or not he'll have a nice reception or people will be furious. But he's been invited so the fans can thank him. They say it's going to be the beginning of many celebrations to honor Tom Brady.
I'd bring him in every week if I was the Patriots. Like, as long as this one goes okay, why not? Like, it just helps.
Brady spent his first 2 decades in the league with New England and was able to help land them 6 Super Bowls during that time. But as we heard from a lot of listeners in New England, they were pissed that he left.
Yeah.
And they turned against him. And they'll never root for him again.
Yeah, like every time we talk about it, we get the texts that are like, forget that guy. You know, like some people are done with Tom. But now that he's not playing for anyone, will it change?
Maybe
that's
it'll
the
be
question.
Different.
Now, if I know anything just about Detroit sports fans, we will boo someone until they're dead.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, there are people that have left the Pistons. We boo them every single time they touch the ball still. Like, it's a little crazy. Like, we could probably let some stuff go, but we don't. So you just...
We don't do that in baseball.
No. I'm trying to think of anyone that we might boo that left.
Because Verlander always gets a nice reception.
Yeah.
And Scherzer did.
Yeah. I think it was kind of like we knew they had to go.
Yeah.
You know? And that sort of helps. I don't know. It's hard to say.
What about Matthew Stafford?
No, we wouldn't boo him.
So
I don't think the boos in Boston would be... I don't know, though.
Yeah, you know.
I hope not. You got to recognize what he did for the team for 2 decades, right? You can't deny that. No matter that he decided to leave.
And you're not playing against him anymore.
Yeah.
So.
But we will see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
People were definitely not watching a game in Philly. Oh, yeah, the F. Brady techs are flying.
Oh, yeah.
F you, Brady!
Yeah.
They weren't watching the game on the field Wednesday at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia during the Phillies' 2-1 win against the Blue Jays. One fan provided some entertainment to spectators, of course caught on video, as everything is these days, and shared on social media. In this video, a brunette Philly fan can be seen moving around in the stands while rocking a white Phillies jersey and a matching white crop top. Exposed the top of her bra. She's pretty much motorboating a fellow.
Is that a man or a woman that she's motorboating?
Oh, maybe it's the old,
that old man's wife.
Oh, it is.
It's the old man's wife.
It's a lady.
Yep. It's like a...
What's going on?
She's giving an old woman a lap dance. I don't know if there's sound that we can listen to or if I shouldn't.
It's
turn
just
it on.
It's just like crap.
There's
sound.
Old people all around. They're just sitting there still watching the game while this is going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, like right
that's,
there.
That's the way
get out of the way. It's McGillicuddy.
Look at that.
Yeah, like I'm trying to score this game. Man, that is an old section. I don't know what these prostitutes are doing there, but.
What is this lady doing?
I don't know.
It's got some masculine shoulders.
They're being touched. Definitely
she's
being rubbed.
Exposing them a little
it's
more.
It's hard to tell what's happening with the. I don't know.
She's very sexy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be watching the game either.
The fan in question
shouting
is
commands down there.
Conversing closely with a fellow attendee in a blue bucket hat, the Philly supporter tugs slightly on her top to reveal a bit more of her bra. Twitter had a lot to say about this. Someone said, ma'am, could you sit down, please? It's a 3-2 count.
Yeah.
Another fan said, the hell with the game. And someone else said, excuse me, but I'm trying to watch the Phillies. The Phillies did record their 18th win of the season after they scored on outfielder Bryce Harper's grounder in the 10th inning. They are 18-19 on the season. They're third in the NL East. Still a mystery of why this lady
was... It's a great baseball outfit.
It's an amazing
I recommend
outfit.
That outfit.
Grab a couple of handfuls. Give them a squeeze.
Like, yeah, right there is like motorboating. But I think... I can't tell if that's a woman or...
That's a woman.
It's
right?
A woman, right?
The is one with the bucket hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got long hair. Yeah.
Is it a bigger woman? I feel like the
no man would wear that hat.
No, you're
I
right.
Believe it's a bucket hat that's front, extends further.
Oh, like a sun hat
yeah,
almost?
Yeah, it's like a sun hat.
You have any sun hats you wear?
I have many sun hats.
Do you have a hat like
if
that?
That's an old lady. What is going on?
I don't know what's going on.
But she's like, ends up touching her sides and her stomach.
We put this... up, right? If you want to go check it out, you can check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
She just said, you are so bad.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Wow.
That lady's into her.
Yeah.
And they're into each other. Was she grabbing her boots touching at the end
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. You can see, like, touching damn, the girl. Belly. And
the husband's still watching the game.
I mean, we're assuming that's a husband. That just might be... There might be, like, three girls that are not associated with the old man... That are sitting together because one of the girls starts dying laughing on the left when
yeah,
it's all
fancy hair color.
Would you
yeah.
be that close to someone if you weren't with them? His head is touching hers.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He is right in there.
Maybe he's the owner of a strip club and he's taking three of his prized dancers to the baseball
possible.
Game.
He's trying to get
It's look, very
he's
possible.
He's like, give me some of that motorboat.
Yeah.
Get your head out of the way, old man. I'm trying to watch these two chicks. Slap clams.
Oh my
I can't imagine being at a baseball game and having this happen.
I can't.
No.
I mean, crazy.
Imagine.
I can fantasize about it.
Yeah.
But the other lady is the part that kind of throws you.
I know. It really
that's
does.
The part. It's
and
like,
is it an older woman? Listen, my mom would wear that hat. Is
you
what
don't
I'm
think
saying.
It's a stripper hat?
I don't think
I don't
it's
know.
A younger woman.
It's hard
woman.
To decipher what the hell's going on here.
That is like a gardening hat. It's a very bizarre video.
Yeah. But it's fun to watch.
But, you know, the internet's going to track her down, though. If
yeah,
they
you're
haven't
right.
already.
If they haven't already.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, if they haven't already.
I wish the video was longer. I want to know what happens next.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they may have already for sure. I got an STD watching this. Wow. That's a dude, bro.
Yeah.
That's not a dude.
I don't know.
Did you see the knockers?
No, you can buy knockers.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure.
That's a lady.
Pretty sure no, but.
Oh, they're saying Mrs. Voluptuous Lady is the dude?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
There's no way. No way in hell. Yeah. Mrs. Voluptuous Lady.
He does like to break it down into a
they're
real...
They're saying Mrs. Voluptuous
school,
Lady?
Like a real...
Voluptuous.
Yeah.
I heard she was voted Mrs. Voluptuous 2023.
Voluptuous. It's a total James word.
It is.
Well, she's quite voluptuous.
Yeah.
She's got lumps.
I noticed, yes.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, on to celebrity dirt now. And just like the last time they tried to make their relationship work, the media seems really invested in seeing Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez fail. Here's the latest. They went out for a coffee run this week, and Ben seemed pissed. When they got to their car, he opened the door for Jennifer and then kind of slammed it shut. Here's how it played out here.
You think he hates just the fact that he's out for coffee and it's being recorded by seven people?
I think it's the paparazzi he's pissed at. He's like, here we go again, being followed around, trying to get coffee.
Yeah.
I think you got it.
Yeah.
I would be, everyone would be pissed, but that's what happens when you go out with coffee. For coffee with J-Lo.
Right, yeah. You just can't. Unfortunately, you can't just do normal stuff anymore. Yeah, they did have apparently a tense interaction with that guy, got into the driver's seat and pulled off. Not clear what the issue was.
Looks like the guy's hiding in a tree, so.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, they may not have been fighting. Could have been just that he got annoyed, but then it did make the rounds online that, you know, Ben and J-Lo fighting again.
I'd be like, J-Lo, I'm so mad at the paparazzi. Is there any way you could dance around a bit?
Do you think he's generally a chivalrous guy, or does she demand he open car doors for
I think
her?
He's doing it because he's being recorded.
Yes, I think so, too. Because, I mean, you do it. It's like a nice thing to do, but at a certain point...
After you've been together a
it's
while.
It's like, you can get your own door, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Like, you know that I like you, right? You can open your own door, right?
You're right. I'll do it like if Amber's
Let's
all dressed
get out
up
of here
going
as fast
somewhere.
As possible. Yeah.
But on a regular occasion, I don't open the door for her. He does, I guess, when you're on camera. I guess you have to put on appearances all the time. And the other thing, they were at a premiere for her new movie, Mother. And they seemed very angry with each other. On the red carpet.
Gosh, this is not going to last.
No, it's not.
I mean, we knew that from the get-go.
Because you know how I know it's not? If couples have an argument, they generally are able to pull it together and say, let's talk about this
later. You put on a show.
Right.
Yes. And then later,
let's talk about
discuss.
This later. Shall we talk about this later? Not on the red carpet at a movie premiere.
The problem is, too, we're only seeing like a snapshot of them. He could be super confused about something.
It's always him and his expressions. Yeah. I don't know if that's just him. She seems fine.
Yeah.
But she's also probably better at all this than he is.
It's almost
putting
like
on the show.
How people say that some people have like a resting bitch face.
Yeah.
He almost has like a...
resting man bitch face.
Yeah, or just annoying man annoying.
Like a broken man
face.
Right. Yeah. You know? But he looks like in this picture he's saying, are you effing kidding me?
I know. That's how it looks.
I mean, let's not forget the photo. Were they on their honeymoon or they were on some boat and he was, you know, his head was back. He was like, oh
yeah.
You know, sitting on a chair. That was one of the first. They just got back together. He was exhausted.
You know what it is? I think J-Lo constantly tells him just annoying jokes. And he's sick of it.
Annoying jokes.
Just annoying. She's got annoying things she says
what
all the
time.
What
does she have on her nip?
A little cover, probably.
A little tape.
Something
in
case so it doesn't get loose.
That's fine. Yeah, also, you can apply for that job.
Yeah, her nip tape is showing.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here to apply for the nipple taper job.
Yeah, no. Get in line. I'm sorry. I'm already here first. Yeah, Thank you. If anything happens to me, then maybe you'll be next in line. Yeah, that's a bad nipple taper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an awkward,
bad angle.
Normally, you wouldn't see that.
It should have either been flesh colored or the color of her outfit. As a professional nipple taper, you should know that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want the best.
Set them straight, Dave.
Cost money.
Show them how it's done. Get over here, Jill. Let me show you. Keep a nipple
if
up.
They make it to the end of the year.
Man, it's just...
it'll be interesting.
It is crazy.
People call it resting douche face.
Oh. He just looks upset all the time if you record. But honestly, like you can record someone and go through it frame by frame. And even when someone is like joking around or laughing... Every once in a while, your face looks like you're mad or something.
Yeah, if you pause it at that
rate. They always take pictures of him that looks like she just told him that his whole Saturday afternoon is going to be at a craft show.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
No.
F you. So this Phillies fan has been found. Her name is Adrian Fabi. She's now a viral sensation, and there's
there was the girl.
That was the lady.
Now it all is
starting to come together.
Everyone following me because of that video who thinks I was seducing a man. No. And she's getting a kiss from that lady.
Just her bestie. It is. It was just so that old man was just like, I like what I see.
Yeah.
She's better with her sunglasses on.
Yeah, she is.
It's always that's not too bad.
Oh, it's all right.
She's better from the back. From the back and with the sunglasses on, please.
Yeah. She's very cute.
I just, you just know the internet's going to track you down. And
I think she was fine with being tracked down.
Oh, yes. Sure.
That's probably what she wanted.
She likes the ladies.
I've been doing this at Tiger Games for years, and it hasn't paid off.
Well, your ass doesn't swallow a thong like hers.
No, I'd be surprised.
I was going to say. Chuck's ass swallows a thong. Yeah. There's an image to get you through your bed.
My God almighty. Oh, man. Yeah. Don't knock it till you try it.
Right? Thong swallower. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck the Freak. Yeah, just imagine Chuck in those poses there.
Oh, yeah.
Stop your turning
on. Hot.
Like, especially that one right there.
Yeah, my back hair. Yeah. Gently cascading down.
Jesus. Little droplets of water.
Mm-hmm. On Earth. All right.
Wet butt hair.
You would expect, perhaps, that this lady would get into some trouble, but the mother of Nick and Aaron Carter has been arrested.
Wow.
They both rose to fame. Nick with the Backstreet Boys, Aaron in his solo career. Unfortunately, he has since passed. But their mom ended up in the Hernando County Jail this week after arguing with her husband over a television remote control.
Yikes.
What?
Yeah. Jane Schneck was arrested for domestic battery after drinking with an adult family member and getting into an argument that turned physical. Schneck and her husband began arguing because she was listening to music so loudly on the TV that he couldn't sleep. She grabbed his wrist because he pulled out the phone to record the incident and tried to get the remote control away from her. That's when he called law enforcement. Deputies watched his cell phone videos and arrested her. She was booked into jail and was released that evening after posting a $100 bond. Her husband wasn't really seriously injured during the altercation and denied a trip to the hospital.
Mm. I'd imagine that lady's got problems.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she does. She's the one that thought that someone killed her son.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I was trying to get them to.
Makes more sense now that I see her and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear some stuff and.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Their mom's a nightmare.
Yep.
That's got to be tough. Adidas is finally ready to get rid of all those leftover Yeezys. They're going to sell the remaining stock and then donate some of the proceeds to charity. Unlike their previous business arrangement, Kanye gets 15%. Now, there was a point where they were considering rebranding them and selling them without his involvement, but obviously they realized that wouldn't work financially. So they've decided not to. They also made the wise decision not to just destroy them, which they were also thinking of doing because there are millions of pairs of unsold Yeezys. No word on what charities the money will go to, but Adidas said they would be, quote, organizations that are helping us and that were also hurt by Kanye's words. So he still wins.
But
he's still going to get 15%.
And they realized we can't lose that money.
No.
Yep. So
will they
them.
Sell, though? They were selling because they were Kanye's brand and people.
Well, if you're a shoe guy, you might want to keep that brand new pair of
Yeah, I feel like
Yeezys
these will be like a collector's type
in
thing.
A box because this is the end. This is the last one. Put that on the shelf with all the other never wear them.
So not to wear, not people that will actually wear them,
right.
Just to collect them.
Yep.
Kanye's been quiet lately. It's been nice.
So
he's
this
getting
is
some help. Or,
well,
maybe.
I think it's
it goes
just
through
it's,
waves.
It's the wave.
Yeah,
it's the down wave. Just wait. Yeah. Hang tight.
I know it'll happen again.
Pretty soon he'll think he doesn't need meds anymore, and then
wait till Kim Kardashian's got a new boyfriend.
Oh,
right.
That's true.
That's it.
Paul Walker's 24-year-old daughter, Meadow, has a cameo in Fast X, which hits theaters next week on the 19th. On social media yesterday, she posted a preview of it and said she was only a year old when the original The Fast and the Furious came out. She said, "I've grown up on the set watching my father, Vin Diesel, and others. Thanks to my dad, I was born into the Fast family. I can't believe now I get to be a part of it as well." She said, "With those who have been around to see me grow up, I'm so blessed to be able to honor my father's legacy and to share this with him forever. I love you all so much." Paul passed away at the age of 40 back in 2013 in a single vehicle crash. 2015's Furious 7 was his final appearance in the movie franchise.
How old is she?
She is 24.
Okay.
And she was one.
So that, yeah.
That's old.
Fast and Furious have been going for 23 years.
Yeah, it's made people's whole careers. Like, it's powered people's whole lifestyles.
I feel like they made a few of them, and then they took a break for a while.
Yeah.
And then they realized, hey, there's still a demand for these movies.
Yep. Yep.
I went on the Fast and Furious ride. One of the places with my kids a couple years ago.
Okay.
What a piece of junk. Oh my God, it was so bad.
Really?
Where's that at?
Universal?
I think so, yeah.
Have they changed the... There was like just a race car ride. Is that now the Fast and Furious one where it's like a roller coaster, but you're in
You sit in like... As far as I remember, you're in like a bus.
Oh, well, that's just...
And it's just screens.
Oh,
beside you. Yeah, look, like you sit in this bus.
That's it? That's bus?
It.
Yeah.
Screens?
And then you drive through this and they show stuff on screens around you.
Like an augmented reality type ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, occasionally a car will pop out.
We're just so easily amused as humans.
Know,
oh my God,
sad.
It was so horrible.
Look. A Ford Focus.
And then they have these, right? But these are all just projections.
Back up a little bit.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't work for you.
Oh, really? Well, tell me, Roman, who do you work for?
Vin Diesel's who I work for,
this
bitch.
Is awful.
It was so bad.
What? Man.
Like, I thought, oh, okay, a racing car ride. It's going to be amazing. It's like a party bus with projection screens.
What makes it worse is you probably have to stand in line for 55 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't that busy that day, thankfully.
Well, luckily, but...
I was pissed I wasted even the time I wasted on it. It was just so bad. Well, this has kind of been around in forms for years, but scientists are advancing virtual reality technology to allow users not only to see 3D environments, but to smell them as well. Engineers from China's Beihang University have created a futuristic headset that can emit 30 different odors to its wearer. Things like coffee, mojito, pancakes, roses. The project aims to launch the experience of VR users by expanding their range of things they can enjoy and the technology they use. Here's a little video, really bad, showing you this is what you wear. You have to wear something right under your nose. So as your avatar smells a rose, so will you.
Wow, that's so weird.
There's like a group of scientists that have been working on this smell-o-vision for like my whole life.
Yep.
And they won't let it die.
They won't.
Honestly, I believe smell-o-vision has been a thing that they've been trying to make since, what, the 60s?
Yeah. I think 50s, even
maybe
before
even
that.
Maybe even 50s?
Yeah.
I don't need to smell my video game.
No, there are a group of scientists, though, that are like, we will not rest until everyone can smell their entertainment.
Well, isn't it just that what they're trying to make happen is that you'll eventually be in a suit and you'll taste the food you're eating, you'll smell the smells of your virtual game, you know, like...
It's like the Matrix.
It's like the Matrix. You're trying to build the Matrix.
But the problem is they can only put like 12 smells in there, right? It's not going to have all the smells you could smell in the world. They couldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's only a limited amount. You could smell oranges, pine trees, and roses.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
I'll start up a novelty version where it's like farts, poops, pukes.
They're probably better off, like, to figure out how to send, like to figure out, like, brain technology to, like, send certain signals to you, and it makes your, it just makes you think you're smelling something.
You think instead of there will be, though, like, a perverted version of, like, smelling bits, smelling panties, smelling, like...
It'll be what pushes it forward.
Right. If there's smell-o-vision porn...
Yeah. Coconuts.
Coconuts, Lise! Yeah! Order.
Yeah.
No, but that, like, that, you of know, course. Sexual smells.
Porn always, if you want, like, why is VR so good?
Porn.
Porn. Like, so porn pushes things forward.
So you think porn, VR porn users would love smell-o-vision?
I hope not. I don't, from a lot of stuff I've seen, I wouldn't want to smell. Can I say? Maybe sometimes, like, selective turn it on, like, you know?
I think people that are true porn fanatics want to smell.
They want to smell it
like
all.
Like, you could smell the feet.
Oh, God.
Right.
Like, that's terrible.
I know, but that's if you're a foot perv.
You figured that out, Dave. You just made millions and millions of dollars.
Right, if I can figure out foot smell, that'll spray up your nose whenever you're watching it.
Think about it. You could design the stinkiest foot smell, Dave, and like an onion-based mixed with like a dirt.
Jesus.
And then sell it to these foot pervs, and they'd all night long.
What about commercials with smell-o-vision? What if your Burger King commercial smelled like a Whopper?
Yeah.
Right?
That might be why the scientists won't let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, obesity problem is already out of control.
Yeah, the amount of money that would be there.
Well, I cannot have the smell of Kentucky Fried Chicken permeate out of a television of mine.
Yeah. You're going straight to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You can't smell it in your home. I can't have it in my... That's why I can't have like any kind of Kentucky Fried Chicken candle.
No.
I can't have any of that.
It's a dangerous game.
It is a dangerous game.
I think, though, honestly, though, I think you figured it out. I think you just figured it out why it's being pushed. It's not to smell your video games. It's so that an ad can pop up. Mm-hmm. An ad for Burger King, an ad for Taco Bell.
Tropicana orange juice.
Yeah,
whatever,
like, right? Yeah. You think James is going to be able to be playing his video game? And then a Taco Bell ad pops up in the corner, and he starts smelling a cheesy gordita crunch.
Right. Is that a cheesy gordita crunch I smell?
Yes, it is.
It's a virtual one. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Be able to order it right on the thing.
That's it. Yeah, just click the thing.
Oh, have it delivered.
Oh, it's so easy. Click, click.
But that's it. I mean, think about how...
We are on the fast track to being the fattest we could ever imagine. No,
yeah, we really are.
If they figure this out, if they target it for commercials.
Okay, because think about it. Like, our site... Right now, it's our site that makes us think I should pull over and stop. I believe, like, say our site has a strength of 60. Our smell has a strength of 1,000. You know,
it's
like
way more powerful.
It's way more powerful. It's why Lisa gets upset if she drives by. She's got to tell herself that the Burger King smell is simulated.
It works. Telling myself that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Luckily, you figured that out.
Yeah, for sure.
It's simulated! It's simulated! It's fake! It's not real! God, hurry!
You have to tell yourself so your mind doesn't take over.
Because it smells good.
Who is America's favorite mom? Well, America's favorite mom isn't even real. According to a new poll, it's Lois Griffin from Family Guy. America's favorite mom is a cartoon. Michelle Obama is next, followed by Serena Williams.
Okay.
Beyonce. Jennifer Lopez. Rihanna. Drew Barrymore, Goldie Hawn, Kate Middleton, and Carol Brady from The Brady Bunch. That is the weirdest bowl I've ever seen in my life.
Really that really is. That really,
absolutely.
Really is.
Has anyone ever thought of Serena Williams as America's favorite mom? Or Drew Barrymore?
No. I don't know anything.
And Kate Middleton, she's British. How is she in the top 10 of America's favorite moms?
We are obsessed with the British.
I guess.
Royalty, so... Mm-hmm.
Who took this poll? Peggy Weirdos. Bundy also made the list. Have they ever seen that show? Kind of nuts.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, okay, so do you still watch Jeopardy? I know. Since
I haven't watched in a while. Right. With a baby.
Baby come into your life. Yeah. Yeah, but to me,
prime dinner cooking time now.
That Ken Jennings is a turd.
Sure.
Like,
he's very pompous.
He comes across as a total turd, and this just highlights that. They were debating whether or not they would keep filming Jeopardy during the writer's strike.
Okay.
And Mayim Bialik said, no, I'm not going to do it.
I'll do it.
Ken Jennings said, absolutely, I'll cross the picket line.
Oh, wow.
What a turd. She declined Mayim Bialik. She said she needs to show support for the writers.
Because she's an actress.
Right. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
That connection.
You know, and he's just a smart douche.
Ken Jennings said he will cross the Writers Guild picket line and film the final episodes of the season. They have all the material they need because the questions and answers were already written before the strike.
They'll be uncomfortable when the writers come back to see him.
Absolutely. I hope they write him some really horrible stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a turd. I mean, I'm Ken Jennings.
I don't know who wrote this.
What is a turd with a wig?
What is Ken Jennings? Yeah, she's been in the business since she was a kid, right?
Yeah.
Blossom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's just a turd who doesn't give a
damn. He probably has vacations booked and he can't. He's like, I can't wait 2 weeks. I'm supposed to be in Maui.
This is either the greatest piece of Taylor Swift memorabilia that ever hit the market or the biggest scam of all time. It's the biggest scam. Mm-hmm. Someone saw one of Taylor's recent shows and is trying to sell the contact lenses they wore to the show for $10,000, saying contacts that have seen Taylor Swift's tour.
That's incredible. I got so many of these.
The listing went viral. Of course, it got a lot of hate, but it actually got more love than you'd expect. The Swifties thought it was amazing, saying things like, I love us so much. Some said they'd buy them if they could afford them. But no word if they are officially still for sale or not.
My God.
And have you heard that Dolly's gone country?
What do you mean?
Dolly Parton releasing a rock album. And dude, she got some of the biggest names in music to be a part of this. Steven Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Joan Jett, John Fogerty, Pink, Debbie Harry, Sheryl Crow, Pat Benatar, Nikki Sixx, Richie Sambora, Steve Perry, Melissa Etheridge. She does 9 originals and 21 covers, 30 songs in all on this, 40 different guest stars.
Slipknot included in the list? I don't know if that was a meme or a fake news story that I saw, but I thought I saw she's doing something with Slipknot too.
That's very possible. Who knows?
I don't see it here, but it doesn't list all of them.
Right.
So there is a possibility.
So just for the record, I'm not saying I believe that that is a fact.
Right.
But it's out there. It's out there in the internet.
I wasn't going to fall for it, but I thought maybe it's a possibility.
Right. The album is called Rockstar. It's going to be out November 17th. The first single landed last night called World on Fire.
I'm probably not going to like any of it.
Dolly Rock?
But
liar, liar, the world's on fire. What you gonna do when it all burns down? Fire, fire,
burn. It's still like country. Higher,
still got time to turn it all around. Now I ain't one for speaking out much, but that don't mean I don't stay in touch.
It sounds like your grandma.
Yeah.
trying to sing a rock song.
I love Dolly so much. I don't like that song.
My grandma singing country rock is nothing I ever want to hear.
No, and the thing is, you know, we all respect her so much.
Yeah, it's hard to say anything bad.
But. And honestly, a phone call you pick up as any kind of rock star is when Dolly Parton calls.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're like, what do you want me to do?
Some of the covers she's doing on the album are Purple Rain.
No, I can't imagine that. Purple Rain?
I don't want to do it.
Please do it.
I don't.
Please.
No, I can't. Please do it. It's Dolly.
It's Dolly.
Be amazing to hear.
dearly beloved. I never want to be in trouble.
I can't do the country part.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. No,
Also, Stairway to Heaven. I can't get no satisfaction.
She's like singing some songs that are not going to be easy.
We Are the Champions and Freebird.
Whoa. Like she's going for some notes.
All on Dolly's new rock album.
Rain. Purple Rain.
Rockstar is going to be out November 17th, if you're interested. We're going to take a break, and when we come back in just a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, what was up a man's butt that ended up killing him?
Oh, my.
What did a guy put on his lady's salad that got him arrested? And why are bromances trending? We'll get to that, the Times of India, and much more straight ahead as we continue on the Friday Bitches edition of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Speaking of awesome,
it's Friday, bitches.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch, be so way.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
It is the 12th of May, a Friday, bitches. Thanks for being here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Coming up, what did a guy put on his lady's salad that got him arrested? Why are bromances trending? And during the Times of India, what amazing thing were four Indian men selling that got them arrested? I love this story. That's all coming up. First, though, we're going to get started with this.
Now, it's time to play What's Up His Butt.
Oh, a classic.
Classic.
Classic edition.
What's up there?
Yeah.
With a deadly twist.
Uh-oh.
A deadly twist. A man died after putting something up his bottom.
I believe I've seen two men die from this.
You have?
What are you watching?
You've seen
what do you
two
watch?
Men die?
I believe that you have seen the two men as well.
Oh, right. I have seen one. Yep. I don't know. About
I
the
remember
other.
One guy, one jar.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
that
I remember.
Guy, I assume, died. So,
and the other one was
the horse one.
I've seen those. The horse guy died for sure.
I think one guy, one jar, is still around.
May live.
Yeah,
there's no way he's still with us. All these.
If he's gone now. But like,
no way.
That didn't take him out though. That apparently maybe didn't take him out. I thought it might have. Well, no, I don't know if we know who he is, but I think he made further content. I believe
he did.
Is the
After it, did you ever see that, Andy?
I never watched the one guy, one jar. I've just heard you talk about it.
Oh, it's just terrible.
He shoves a glass jar up his anus.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand the premise and the plot.
Yeah. I'll walk you through what happened step by step. Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, it starts raining rectal blood.
Yeah. It's the special effects that really get you.
Yeah.
Raining rectal blood.
It's good that you've never seen it.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not my style.
No. Well, rectal blood's not my style either.
It was for the show.
But I was forced to see it.
It's not my style either.
Yeah.
But he's alive. Apparently, allegedly, was, anyway, alive.
Yes.
After that. Anyway, back to this story here. This single 30-year-old from the Czech Republic.
Okay.
Who lived at home with his parents was found dead on the floor of his bedroom by firefighters who were forced to kick his door down. He was wearing a one-piece ladies' swimsuit.
Gorgeous. I mean, looked good when he went.
His concerned parents sought help after he failed to open his door despite them knocking for a long time. They found something lying next to his body.
We all know what that was.
Which was still connected.
Still connected to his body? Oh boy.
I'm just enjoying the music as Dave's trying to figure it out.
Well, I'm trying to, what I can say and what I can't say.
Yeah. It's tough. I'm sure it's tough.
An autopsy carried out 48 hours after his death revealed a strange foreign body up his butt.
All right.
You said he was wearing a woman's swimsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
It's a one-piece, I'm assuming?
One piece.
Like Baywatch style.
It's like an Andre the Giant unitard.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Internal exams revealed he had suffered internal organ congestion.
Oh.
Swelling in the lungs and brain due to trapped fluid.
Jeez. It's not what I thought it was then.
They are advising against shoving things in your anal cavity.
It's good advice. I initially, when I heard, there was something still attached and it's lying next to him, I thought, well, and then Czech Republic, I was like, really old, plug-in powered vibrator that electrocuted him to death was my initial thought.
I'm going to give you and.
Oh, whoa.
Correct.
Whoa.
So a vibrator?
They found an electric massage device lying next to his body, still connected. The one-handed device had signs of wear, apparently malfunctioned while plugged in. Burns on his skin around his penis corresponded with the shape of the massage device's head. Sweet. But we still don't know what's up his butt.
Oh, my God. Is that what killed him, though?
That's what killed him.
So he electrocuted
his dog.
To death.
He electrocuted his dog to death.
But he also was packing a lot of stuff.
He was going to town.
Yeah.
That's a bad way to go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Electrocute your dog to death? Jesus.
That's not good. But what did he do?
I don't know. At first, I thought it was going to be drug-related, like he OD'd.
That's another thing too. I was like, was it like a heroin bag, and like then it burst? But then they said he had all this backed up stuff. Didn't stop him from electrocuting his Johnson, but so he must not have.
It was about 9 centimeters in length.
Oh boy! Well.
So
it sounds like it's actually two things.
Okay. 2 9-centimeters or like
one's
together?
5.5 centimeters, one's 9 centimeters.
They can't be batteries.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wow.
Punching stuff over
just said
there.
Shoot there.
Yeah.
Normally I wouldn't have.
No.
Okay, it's not batteries.
I don't know.
Two potatoes. One big, one small.
Well, it would cause organ congestion, so that's like swelling.
Yeah.
Like retaining fluid. I'm stumped.
What about two two dog
nuts.
Toys?
This guy's
oh, this guy's
dog.
Nuts. Oh, okay. All right. So it's way weirder.
Yeah, no one's ever going to get this.
Okay.
It was a fancy condom in a see-through box with his name on it. And attached to that on a string was a ping pong ball.
So he made his own ripcord?
I guess he did make his own ripcord.
Yeah.
A homemade ripcord that ended up
wow.
doing a lot of damage.
Yeah.
I wonder there's if you found the tutorial on TikTok on how to make your own anal beads.
This is the, whoa, sorry, that
oh,
skipped
geez,
way down there. This is their diagram of how
they drew it.
Okay, so he was, for whatever reason, massaging above his Johnson, and that's where it electrocuted him to death.
Well, he had burns all over his penis.
Oh, yeah.
So he's probably I wonder if the wire
ooh. At the very bottom was frayed or something.
But that shows
what the hell.
Homemade ripcord that he shoved inside of
him. Who took time to draw that?
That's what I want to know.
The attention to detail is incredible. Look at the testicles.
This is what happens when the police sketch artist doesn't have any suspects to draw.
Look, he's really drawn a lot.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
And then you die.
He's drawn the prostate. He's drawn the
everything, the
seminal fluid sac
system.
I see everything but a ping pong ball.
I know. I don't see the ping pong.
It's in this. It's here. It's wrapped in plastic.
So what's that above it?
That's the other thing, the condom in a see-through case.
So somebody
called the cops and was like, he's in there, but we haven't checked on him. So the cops go in there and they're like, yeah, I have news to break to you. He is in the ladies' bathing suit. He is dead.
His vibrator and his dick is bent off.
Oh, no.
Just wait.
No.
That's not all. Why don't you break the bad news to him?
And they found ping pong ball attached to a custom-made condom. And he shoved that right up himself, you see? But that is not what killed him. Interestingly enough, vibrator. Like electricity right on.
Yes. He must have found the 1955 vibrator plug-in wall and die from that cook himself.
Zap. Yeah, they'd go down. So
he gone.
That's what's in there. You were wondering.
He's all yours. Yeah, that's it. That's what's up his butt.
Man.
That's one of the craziest ones we've ever had.
Yeah, no, I mean,
we would have never guessed that.
It is such a homemade product.
Yeah. And most of the times, it doesn't kill them.
No.
Right?
No.
But this guy went extra super duper anal crazy.
He did. He was getting super after duper. It. He was getting after it. I mean, you gotta, if I wanted to do all of that, it's like I'd have to make sure people were on vacation. I really would. Like, I'm going to put a bathing suit on. I'm going to build my little contraption, put it up there. I'm going
to
plug it.
And go like, to
I
got to
make sure that no one I know is even in the same city.
They must have quite a door lock. They couldn't get in.
Yeah.
They couldn't even get in. But you're in your own room in your parents' house, and that's how they find you.
I feel like you're making noise.
Well,
how can you? Well, and especially once you start getting electrocuted.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Jesus.
And then they smelled something.
Oh, God. That's burnt wiener you smell.
Burnt wiener.
Okay.
off the grill.
Here's a really efficient way to get dumped and go to jail at the same time. 53-year-old Gomer Sanderson.
Yep.
Yes, Gomer is his name.
Okay.
He lives in Newport, Tennessee, near Knoxville. Well, the other day, he bought a healthy salad to split with his girlfriend.
Okay.
It's time we get healthy, he said.
Yeah.
But while he was splitting it up into two plates, she went to the bathroom. And he added a little extra ingredient to her salad.
The only one it could be.
Which is?
His Seymoon.
It was not his Seymoon.
Oh, wow.
Thank
was
goodness.
Was it worse?
Yes, it was worse than semen.
A little bit of poison?
Not quite.
Tennessee Gomer.
Moonshine.
Tennessee.
Okay. Gomer. Tennessee Gomer.
Tennessee.
It's not poison, but it's close. Meth.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She started eating it and noticed it tasted oddly salty and bitter. But she kept eating anyway.
Well, sure.
Then after they were done, he suddenly started apologizing, saying, "Oh, babe, I did it. I did it. I put it in your salad.
What?
I'm so sorry." She ended up taking herself to the ER because he wouldn't say what it was.
Oh, man.
In the salad. Good thing she did. It wasn't bacon bits. It was meth that he put on her salad. She doesn't do drugs, but he had done meth the night before. So it sounds like he enjoyed it and thought she would, too. Thankfully, she's going to be fine. They say if she hadn't have come to the hospital, things would have been bad.
Sure.
Cops showed up. They have arrested Gomer, as you would expect. There he is there.
Oh, God, Gomer, huh?
He looks just like his name.
Yeah, he does. Sure That's does. A Gomer, no My doubt. Goodness. If you want to see Gomer, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. He's facing charges for domestic assault and reckless endangerment as well.
I feel like we're surrounded by Gomers.
Oh my sure. God, we are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million Gomers.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I feel
way
like
too many Gomers.
Yeah, there's way too many Gomers. Yep. That seems about right.
Would you rather have...
What's that?
Meth salad or semen salad?
I'm going to go ahead and go meth all the way. 1,000% meth.
Hopefully it doesn't...
I'm going to...
rot your teeth out with one use.
Yeah,
or
I hope I don't get super into it.
Yeah, I'm hooked on it.
100% methamphetamine.
I hope I don't get super into either one, really. But
odd question, Dave.
Well, yeah. One could kill you, but one's terrifying to think of.
I know. Both are addicting.
In a salad, too.
Oh, yeah. God. I'm so safe. I'm so safe from this. I would just never eat a salad.
Yeah, 100% meth.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
I'd rather have meth than a salad.
Meth, and then I'm like going to the hospital because I ate the meth. But crazy situation.
It is, absolutely. All right, you know how some old guys, they hate life and they do nothing. But then there's some old guys that want to do good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They want to help out.
Yes.
Whenever they can.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this guy, this Good Samaritan, he tried to help, but it wasn't great. Because a police station in Pennsylvania had to be evacuated for 3 hours after an old guy found a package containing 3 pipe bombs, knew they were pipe bombs, but then figured, I'll drop them off at the old police station.
Oh, really?
Let them know.
Oh. Listen, I'm not going to make a big deal of this. I'm just going to swing on by.
I'm going to load them in my PT cruiser.
Oh, my goodness. The bomb squad.
Take them down to the police station.
Right in my car. In the back. Oh, you're getting all ready there in that little suit. I'll just go get him if you want.
Here's the story from WGAL-TV.
City police say that that man brought a package with those pipe bombs inside of it right here to the Harrisburg Bureau of Police through those doors.
Hello.
He told the police officers here that he found those explosives somewhere on Cameron Street. And this all prompted the evacuation of the public safety building and City Hall as police secured the scene. They tried to determine if they were indeed dealing with explosives. State police brought in their explosives unit. They came to the scene and they verified that what that package contained was indeed pipe bombs.
The robot came out, collected them, they x-rayed them and stuff like that, and they discovered that they were actually real bombs. And so they're taking them to their safe place where they can detonate them.
Now, city police say they were planning to interview the man who brought the bombs to the police station. Among the questions that city police here in Harrisburg want to have answered is, where exactly were these pipe bombs manufactured? Is the story from this man accurate about finding them on Cameron Street? And was there some sort of intent involved to cause damage with these explosives somewhere? Again, police are investigating. We'll continue to follow this story and bring you those developments as they become available. But
Yeah, to me, it's almost hard to believe you'd find three pipe bombs just sitting on the side of the road and not be the person who built them and allegedly brought them down.
No, you think that old guy?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think that's why they have to look into it, though. They have to like make sure that that's the legitimate.
If you're an old guy building pipe bombs, you're not going to turn them into the cop saying you found them unless you're the stupidest old guy alive.
I know, I just don't know. I don't know.
I think he's just a nice guy. Yeah. Someone else left them there.
Someone did something, but I hope it's not him. But this is like my life kind of right now. Not pipe bombs.
Okay, thank God.
No, but...
yes, please clarify.
Yeah, my dad is basically the guy who finds the pipe bombs and wants to return them. Like in all scenarios, he always wants to warn people of stuff and...
He's one of those lookout old
guys.
Yeah,
well, so... You know, like we're at the baseball game yesterday and this other team is over standing by this wooded area and the Brister's looking over and I'm like, uh-oh, what's he thinking? He's like, I gotta go over there. I gotta tell those boys to watch out for ticks. I'm like, Dad, no, you don't. I said, Dad, they know all about the ticks. You don't have to. So I have, like, in a given day of baseball watching, I have to stop him from fighting the opposite team's coach,
sure,
the umpire, and then also giving everyone advice,
tick alert,
and keeping them safe from ticks and whatnot.
Thank God that old guy warned us about those ticks.
I'm telling you, dude. It's like this
have one
double,
on my nuts right now.
I have both going on.
Right.
Where he's like,
but you also have to focus on the game.
Exactly. I'm trying to watch the game, but my dad's building a pipe bomb for the umpire. And then also trying to warn kids about ticks. And I'm like, don't, just please. They're okay.
Yeah, does he go up to kids he thinks are too young to smoke and be like, you should be smoking?
I don't know. He probably would.
That's a filthy habit. I did it until they went up to 50 cents.
No older guy should ever approach kids near the woods.
I was like, please, Dad, just.
Nope.
Yeah.
They got it.
It's nice. He's got good intentions.
That's
like this
thing.
Pipe bomb
exactly.
guy. Good intentions.
Yeah.
But it could be taken the wrong way. Now he's under investigation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Because he was trying to help.
Exactly.
And hopefully the Brister, when he's trying to show the kids about the ticks, he's like, hey, boys, come on here. Let me show you something here in the woods. Look down
off.
Here.
Yeah. Take your pants off and make sure you know that they're not on your leg.
Come in here. Get back in behind these bushes.
Examine yourself thoroughly. Yeah.
Watch how to do it.
Oh, my God.
I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm telling you, I got to. It's a double-edged sword.
Well, this is dark-sided with a big question mark because we don't know what's happened yet.
Mm.
Police confirmed they found a body in a freezer at an Arby's restaurant last night.
We have the meats.
Oh, no. Oh, God. The dead meats.
Why did the brisket taste so good there?
This was in New Iberia in Louisiana.
The menu.
Officers were on the scene at an Arby's on Admiral Doyle Drive. The coroner's vehicle arrived late last night to take the body to the morgue. They are calling it a suspicious death investigation.
Well, because I don't know if Arby's freezer area was like the Subways that my friend worked at, but you could like go into that one, it would close on you, and you could just push it open. It didn't lock. Like, you hope it's not that, right? Like, that someone got stuck and they got locked in the meat freezer.
But, I mean, Arby's is open all day. Like, you don't miss someone? You don't...
I feel like it would happen at night, right?
Well, this was they arrived at night to take the body to the morgue, but someone found it and reported it before that.
I think most of those freezers have, like, an emergency release on the inside.
So, is it that I just really love certain drugs? And I went in there to just get my fix before I had to make... another beef brisket. And unfortunately, I took too many. And
New Iberia cops are funny. They just go in there. They're like, well, there is a dead body at Arby's.
Yeah.
And we'd like to say that is suspicious.
Yeah, they nailed
That's
it.
Really
they
did nail they're it. Saying. That's all they're saying. Yep.
Was it a woman? At the top there, I thought it said.
Yeah, find a woman's body in a walk-in freezer.
Oh, man. They are saying victim, too.
The female victim was an employee at the restaurant.
Oh,
I don't know what's happening.
I'll just turn that off. There's a commercial.
It was an employee that discovered the female deceased inside the cooler. The deceased also an employee of the restaurant. The death is suspicious, but foul play is not expected. It may have been an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she might have got locked in there. Or went in there to do drugs or something and OD'd.
Man, that's
just so weird. Doesn't seem like
a
homicide. It seems like an accident, they're saying.
Yeah, I would bet it would be drugs, drug overdose or something.
Yeah.
Police have interviewed several employees of the restaurant, but no suspects have been named. That Arby's cannot open for a while, right?
Yeah, you're going to want to hold off on the roast
beef. There's been
a
dead body in the freezer. That Arby's can't be serving the meats.
Can you have a haunted Arby's?
I'm sure you can. I'm sure many a big man have died in an Arby's continue to haunt it, the beef and cheddar station.
How many people have died at the restaurant?
What's happened?
Oh, God, he's here again. Eating the beef and cheddar 25 years ago.
Oh, my God. It's terrifying.
I died here because my... So fat. It turns out that you're fat in the afterlife, too.
Oh, that sucks. It's not what I thought it would be. Run!
It's a big ghost. He's not moving very fast
at
all.
Arby's.
He's still slow.
Yeah, don't run.
Just make him up a meat mountain and leave it on the table.
He's out of breath and he's a ghost.
Did he ask for a Jamocha almond fudge?
That's what he gets all the time.
You've got your sandwich. It just starts to float away.
Yeah. Oh, no!
No, the fat ghost got it.
Again. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if I'd want to eat in a place where I knew someone died.
Just recently, too, in the freezer with the food.
Yeah. Give them time to spray it down at least a little bit.
Yeah, air it out. Yeah. And get some new beef and cheddar.
I mean, I guess it does happen. I think we did a story, someone... Was it like a Burger King? Something happened in a bathroom. You know, I don't know. Like there's
and we had a lot of people say they would take naps and stuff. Believe it or not, like just get away from the crazy restaurant and try and sneak. But if it locked and she couldn't get out, my God.
Or she just the person that she was working with was just, you know, maybe they both agreed like, hey, I'm going to go take a half an hour nap, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then you go into the freezer for half an hour, and both of us are too dumb to realize that you're going to freeze to death in a half an hour.
I fell asleep. Just realized that I would love to go to a haunted house with nothing but chubby ghosts.
Chubby ghosts would be great.
I think it would be.
They can't move that fast with the chainsaw.
Get him!
He's pretty fast.
He's fast. All these people are fast. The living are fast.
Are those ghosts saying boo or moo? Can't tell if it's a fat ghost or a cow. It smells the same.
That would be a hilarious haunted house. Just nothing but big guys.
You just stand in their way. You can't get by them.
That's the scary part.
Trying to get by me. Really, really small exit.
They're too lazy to jump out at you.
Oh, yeah. They're sitting in chairs.
Hey! Boo! Scared, aren't you? A chair with a chainsaw.
You're terrified.
You can barely lift it.
Just making the noise with her mouth.
That's a great idea for a haunted house. I think it would be killer. What's the best use of beer? That may be a dumb question, but what if you don't drink? There's a man in Kentucky who has invented a motorcycle that runs on beer. Literally. It runs on beer instead of gas or electricity.
Now he'll be dead soon.
Well, here's his story from Fox 9. Take a listen.
The people who know me, they always kind of expect something a little bit different from me that comes out of the shop.
Over the years, Kai Michelson has made everything from a rocket-powered toilet...
His latest creation
is making a different kind of buzz.
One thing about this motorcycle is definitely different, and I like to be really creative, do things that other people have never done in the past.
Michelson has built what he believes is the world's first beer-powered motorcycle in his garage in Bloomington. Michelson says instead of a gas engine, the bike has a 14-gallon keg with a heating coil inside. So when he pours beer into the keg, the liquid heats up to 300 degrees.
Start a fire in 3, 2, 1.
And when it goes off the nozzles in the back, the beer turns into superheated steam.
You don't want to be standing behind
the
it.
Bike forward.
The price of gas is getting up there. I don't drink. I'm a non-drinker, so
sounds
I can't
like
think
he's
of
been sipping on his
anything
fuel.
Better than he used it for fuel.
Michelson says he hasn't taken his homemade motorcycle out on the road just yet, but he has entered it into a few local car shows where it has won first place. And while the Rocket Man, as he is nicknamed, has traded horsepower for hops power, he believes his motorcycle could reach speeds up to 150 miles per hour.
Yeah, it could be any kind of liquid. It could be Red Bull, it could be Caribou Coffee, it could be anything. But beer, why not?
Michelson plans to test his beer-powered motorcycle on a drag strip sometime soon. But after a few demonstrations, it will probably end up in the museum in
his
house.
There's the toilet rocket right there.
His bike may be more of a boozer than a cruiser, but Michelson believes his unusual invention has raised the bar.
But we're right in its early stages, but we got it running, we got it built, and I think it looks pretty cool.
In Richfield, Maury Glover, Fox 9.
Okay, so just so people understand this, he has a keg that he is highly pressurizing to who knows what kind of levels of PSI, and then it's firing out the back and making this thing take off. So when you're on it, before you start going, it's basically something that could explode at any second and just blow you to absolute bits.
Yeah, that's the downside.
That's one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen.
And also, the high-powered steam coming out the back end, you couldn't get anywhere near it. Like went in front of someone and they got behind him, burned their skin off.
You could never. It could only be on like a drag strip.
Yeah.
That's it. And my guess is it ends in a fiery, blazing inferno.
We'll see. If he takes it out, if we our next update, man dies testing out beer-powered motorcycle.
Yeah, wait for it.
The rocket toilet, though, has some real upside.
That's pretty cool.
Coming up later in the show, someone's rocket toilet has been stolen.
Oh, man.
There's another rocket toilet?
Well, it's kind of more like a go-kart toilet.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been taken.
Do I need to go home and check my garage?
Yeah, you do. You definitely do.
Yes, you do.
Well, bromances are trending, and according to a report, young men are engaging in close friendships and expressing feelings like never before, and that's a good thing. Men generally have been led to believe that low-quality friendships are enough. They lean on women for intimacy. They shy away from deep and real connections with men. All of this supposedly increases their chances of loneliness, dysfunction, and possibly even worse. But some men struggle with friendships, while others have found that when they have a close bond with other guys, it has been great for their overall well-being. Male friendships are diverse and evolving. Hysteria around homosexuality has undergone a long decline over the decades, and the threat of the gay label no longer instills such panic in young men who dare to express sensitivity and, you know, kind of share their feelings with other guys. The term bromance came about in the 90s, but it's trending now because they've realized the good it's doing for men. Bromances can offer a high level of intimacy and support. Young men talk about their bromances like they're on another level to friendships in terms of trust, expression, and vulnerability. One guy said, "I will hug my best friend, tell him I love him. I've got no problem with that." Another one said, "Someone you can share secrets and pain with, but love for sure, but there is no sexual attraction."
And I wouldn't say no. I mean,
and another said, "It doesn't matter what you tell him; he's always there to listen."
I know myself. Like I had like a group of guys, like you know, just partied with, and but everybody went through stuff, you know. And like every once in a while, you'd be like drinking, and someone would just be like spill their guts, and we were all there for each other, like. Yeah, man, that sucks, dude. You know, that girl left you, blah, 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 all that stuff. And I do think that you get through things better when you have, like, other guys that have been through other things, and you can, you know, bounce stuff off of or whatever. And those guys are the ones that I think, even though I might not have talked to them for a few years, I could talk to them now and it would be like the same. You know what I mean? It would be like no time. It'd be like no time passed. Yeah. You know? So
I agree. It's healthy to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
With people you trust, right? As guys, we tend to bottle stuff up.
Yeah.
And when you can just, you know, get some stuff off your chest and not worry about people.
Yeah.
Talking
about
it.
We're also just right on that border of, you know, taking it too far all the time.
What do you mean?
Taking it too far.
Naked swimming and doing a bunch of
you and your buddies?
Yeah, it was always insane. It was always an insane time.
They've come within centimeters of touching tips.
Way too close.
People don't seem to care about men's mental health and feelings, but you get the bromance and at least you have some sort of outlet with relatable people. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yep, that's it.
And someone else said men need this. They have such higher rates of suicide, especially during mental health issues. So it's important that men connect for support.
Yeah, I've had many of like a super deep conversation with my buddies and been like, ooh,
yeah,
I'm glad that you told me that. Or
it's good to have some good bros.
It is for sure.
Yep.
This person said, I love you guys because of this. You guys always model this. I'm not sure if we do, but...
Yeah, I know. Dave always tells me, just kill myself.
I think it's not like me and Chuck.
That's so horrible.
That's so horrible.
It's not. That's not true.
No.
You don't hear what he says when you're not in the room.
Yeah, I bet.
And don't be too sensitive or you might just be labeled Big Gay Jay.
Well, the thing is, you're still guys at the end of the day. You still can joke around.
Well, rubbing your buddy's back to make him feel better is different than giving him a hand job.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say it.
Yep.
There is still a weird lie. Most guys still have that weird line.
That's about
right?
Soap.
Hmm? Most guys still have that weird line.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That you can't cross. But it's nice to know you can speak to people. Yeah. It does bring you closer.
It just reminds me of like how like my relationship with my dad is like so much different than like my friends, because I remember telling my dad one time. I'm depressed, you know? And he's like, it didn't compute with him. He was like, you're depressed. What in the... He's like, what does that mean?
What does that even mean?
You're depressed.
Yeah.
My God.
Yep.
Not the reaction you wanted.
Like, oh, that's why. That's why we just talk about your lawn and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think it's super healthy that, you know, there's now a generation that thinks talking about mental health is not embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's something you can openly say.
It's the start
say.
Of hope, hopefully real change. You know?
Yeah, that generation's a total disaster. But
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Yes. But they're talking about it,
They need to.
Someone said, you guys are my bros. I'll even talk to you as if you can hear me sometimes.
We're listening.
Sad, but I love your show. But... yeah, hopefully you have some good bromances in your life. And if you don't, maybe you should seek some out. This is nuts. Gen Z says something is better than sex.
Gen Z. So this is like Rowan.
They say 3-hour everything showers are better than sex.
Well, he's in there a long time.
The newest trend is grooming in the everything shower. We've talked about this once before. This is where you take an extremely warm, steamy shower for 2 to 3 hours, soaping up every nook and cranny while blasting your favorite music. Of course, it went viral on TikTok. The hashtag everything shower racked up over 168 million views. An everything shower with great music is better than sex, according
to... How long?
2 to 3 hours.
I mean, I can't stand
water.
There. I can't stand
There's
there.
No
I mean, you'd have to.
Point.
It'd have to be like a one of those big city water tanks.
Do you have nothing else to do but stand in the shower?
I can't stand in the shower for that long.
I cannot do that for that long.
I do every once in a while. I'll be in there longer just because I'm like, God, I just don't even want to turn this water off right now. Like I'm just
sure
it's relaxing. But maybe the longest I'd be in there is. Probably longest, like 20 minutes. And that's because
20 minutes,
I
half an hour.
Shaved my head and
max
you know.
I've ever spent in a shower in my life.
30 minutes if he's jerking it?
Well, yeah. I do that on different times.
I used to, because it was like, God, I became my dad for a while. Because, you know, hot water ain't cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
So the boys would be in the shower, and I'd be like, on the door. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, my.
Wrap it up. No. And then, yeah, then I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I just kind of said, hey, if you guys could be a little faster in the shower.
Yeah.
It's probably great. So for women, this woman said, I wash my hair, I shave my legs, I shave my pits, I deep condition, I exfoliate, I do my skincare. I do everything in the shower. She takes an everything shower once a month for 3 hours. Another influencer does it once a week. They say it's like their own spa day. She double cleanses, washes the body, dries the hair with microfiber, applies moisturizer, all sorts of things.
See, to me, like, I think I'd have a harder time getting out of the shower if I walked into a shower and it was almost like four walls of nozzles that were just spraying every part of you,
like a car wash.
At all times, like some kind of insane, and you're just standing in there. That would be what I would have a hard time, like, okay.
It's nice because we have a wall, like, that shoots the water out, and then we have, like, the rainfall on top. So like, when I get in the shower, it's awesome.
Man, yeah.
But I still can, like, no more than a half hour, and that's if I was jerking it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to get all pruney.
You don't need to spend that much time
in
the shower. Have you ever crunched the numbers on this? How many breakups would you say you've had in your entire life? Someone polled 4,000 Americans. The top answer was 2 or 3.
Oh.
Not very many.
Not very many. No matter your age, a third of people have gone through at least 2 to 3 breakups. 12% said 0. Another 12% said only 1. 29% have been through more than 3. 5% have been through more than 10. And they also asked people this. Is it harder to dump someone or to be dumped?
Dump someone.
I think it's harder to dump someone.
Absolutely.
Chuck, you're really thinking hard about this.
It all depends.
I mean, it sucks.
I really think it all depends. Some people are very easy to dump. Some people are it's the worst thing to have to do it. Sometimes someone dumping you is no big deal. Sometimes getting dumped by someone is the worst thing you've ever gone through in your life. So it's like, it really depends.
The most popular answer was they both suck.
Yeah.
43% said they're equally hard. 32% said being dumped sucks more. And 12% said dumping someone is worse.
Well, nowadays you just ghost them.
Yeah, that's the
easy. You don't have to
talk. You just disappear from their lives and you don't have to deal with it.
It's such a jerk move.
It's horrible. But it's not what we would do, right? But I think it's what a lot of people now do.
Yeah.
They just, like, oh, I don't want to see that person again.
And
they
just
lock them and lose contact with them. I've made my kids swear they'd never do that.
Do they have to do?
Just go face to face and say, hey, listen, I know. Explain to them why you don't think they should be together anymore.
Yeah.
Someone deserves at least that, I believe, in a relationship.
I don't know if anyone does it face to face anymore.
I know they don't.
I think maybe they might have a call. Maybe you'd call them. You know?
You gotta have balls.
Yeah, I feel like there's no honor. Like,
there's no balls anymore.
Yeah, you gotta.
Because we have too many bromance.
I don't know. There's no honor among thieves.
Dude, too busy playing with each other's balls.
I think you gotta tell them. I think, you gotta take them to TGI Fridays at least.
Yeah, get those potatoes.
No way.
Skins.
There's no chance I'm doing that. I'm definitely not gonna take someone
dump. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe just a dollarita.
Yeah.
Just over a dollarita.
I think I could take care of any kind of, hey, this isn't working out, with a phone call. I do. I don't think I have to be. It would all depend how long you were together. You know?
Yeah.
I just feel like a text message is such a douche move.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Even a phone call, I think, is like...
To me, it's enough because at least you're, like, talking to them and you're giving them a fighting chance to...
You got to give them the opportunity to roast you a little bit,
I
guess.
That's it. Yeah, it just... I can only take so much of the roasting, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think only anybody can.
Yeah.
Like, but it's just like...
But it's the honorable thing to do.
It is the honorable thing to be like, all right, now say the worst things to me.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's, yeah, my penis is small. Yeah, you got it. Yep, hairy, short, bald, old. You're nailing it.
I've always done face-to-face breakups. I mean, luckily, I haven't had to do one in 27 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a long time.
But yeah, it's all, I drove 4 hours to, you know, break up with someone.
Sometimes, like, it's the, I guess, like, sometimes you're not really even in anything super serious, but you have to, like, someone else likes you a lot, you know, and they're, like, dropping gifts off at your house and stuff, mm-hmm. and then you have to, like, somehow, like, stop that. And, like, to me, it's uncomfortable, but it's not as bad as, like, breaking up with someone that you've had this long thing with, and, you know, it's, like, sucks.
Don't ghost them. Coming up during the Times of India, what amazing thing were four Indian men selling that got them arrested? Let's find out.
The Times of India.
I love this. I mean, yes, these guys were selling something fake, but idiots fell for it. And I think it's amazing. A gang of four that put special spy glasses up for sale that they claim would let you see through clothes.
Oh, boy. Take my money.
Have landed in jail after they were arrested from a hotel in Kodambakkam.
They work.
So what they do is they target rich businessmen. They show them videos of how the glasses work and offered, listen, we'll take you to a secret location. You can try them out for yourself. You see, these will work.
Yeah, yeah.
They got models into a darkened room. They'd have them clothes on, and then they'd pass
the glasses
out as the models quickly
took their clothes off. My God.
And when the businessmen looked up again.
My God.
I told you.
They've seen my God.
How did you do it? I'm not going to tell you the technology.
How did you do it?
But I will tell you that the glasses aren't for sale. I will pay any price. You are a genius. Take all of my money.
$10,000 a piece.
How much?
$10,000
deal. Deal.
Okay, what would you pay? Legitimately, if you could buy real see-through glasses.
I think it'd be terrible.
Oh, I know it'd be terrible, but what do you think guys would pay for genuine, like a real super perv?
Oh man, they'd pay
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
At least a few thousand.
Yeah, a few thousand.
For like, sure.
I think you could find pervs that would,
I mean,
spend.
I'm not even a super perv, and I would consider $3,000.
Yeah, but I think like a super perv, you can get them to spend $10,000 if they worked. The problem is, if I had them on, I would like be wanting to see that person, but that grandma would be nude.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I see her too, and it sucks. Like,
I'd buy a fake pair just to make Dave feel uncomfortable.
Oh, you know what James is wearing to work today?
Yeah.
Hey, so Dave, looking good.
I bought this iron cod piece.
Oh, foil my lead. He's wearing lead.
He's wearing lead underwear.
Take that, James.
Yeah, that's heavy, though.
I just wasted $5,000, Dave.
They were smart about it. They were going from town to town, bringing their models with them, making the sales. And finally, they came back to one town again.
Oops.
And one of the businessmen they had duped.
They're back. Realize those $10,000 glasses that did not work. Yes, are they working out for you? They suck. Oh, no. I'm going to kill you.
We should not have come back to the exact same area.
I'm going to kill you.
This was a very bad idea.
He complained to police and they arrested the gang. All four of them appeared before a judge this week and were ordered to go to jail for selling fake glasses that showed people naked.
I mean, it's quite a scam. They almost, like, deserve some money for putting it all together.
That's what I'm saying. It was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
If these idiots, I mean, all you'd have to do is pull the glasses down to see, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. No one did that,
no
huh?
No one did that.
No one did
You're
that.
Idiots.
Not a single person.
I don't mind you making money.
You know why? Because they're looking at nude bodies.
Yeah, that's
like
smart.
When you're looking at a nude body,
oh,
you don't.
Just for a couple seconds. Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They work.
Writing checks.
Take all of my money.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Try and get in the know on BBWs, NFTs, WAPs, BBCs, ATMs, and other secret text and codes your teens are using? You're in the right place. BTW, that last one is not where you get your cash from. Ah, gross. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Ask Dave and Chuck is up next. What did a guy do 12 years ago that he's wondering if he should tell his wife about or not? Is there a downside for a woman thinking of pimping out her feet? And should a lady figure out what's up next door? We'll get to that and more right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What does it feel like to win a manga jackpot? Guy from Michigan hit big years ago. Here's what life has been like for him.
Former lottery winner from Metro Detroit won the record-breaking lottery at that time, $60 million. Then he says it got insane. The feds even took him and his family into protective custody.
They drove us up to Frankenmuth, Michigan and hit us out for
$7. That's terrible.
Yeah. Little $60 million. You have to go to Frankenmuth.
They're like, at any point now, you can be killed. You just won $60 million. Please put on these Bavarian outfits. We have to make you fit
it's
in.
It's the perfect place to hide.
It really is.
No one would suspect a $60 million winner at Frankenmuth.
Living in a Bavarian themed village in Michigan.
No, nobody will find you there.
Lisa, congratulations. You have won the lottery. Side note here, we're going to have to hide you out in Michigan's little Bavaria, Frankenmuth.
Actually, I have
unfortunately,
to go.
Just till this blows
this
over.
Place. If you ever see me there, you'll know I won the lottery.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
As we continue on this Friday, bitches, coming up next, it's Ask Dave and Chuck, and you can always email us if you've got a question, comment, concern. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. That's email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. On the way, is there a downside for a woman thinking of pimping out her feet? Should a lady figure out what's up with her neighbors? But first, what did a guy do 12 years ago that he's wondering if he should tell his wife about or not? He says this. Hey, guys, love the show. Been listening ever since you started airing here in Florida. So 12 years ago, I had a brief affair with a coworker.
Oh, boy.
I'm not proud of it. Less than 2 months after it started, she took a job with another company and she left Florida. While it ended amicably, we're not even friends on social media. I have never kept in touch with her. The whole thing is behind me. I've never strayed before or since. But for 12 years now, it's been bugging me.
But it's your
problem.
I love my wife more than ever. Things are great between us. But my brief slip up over a decade ago keeps me up at night sometimes.
Do you know what a person would love to hear? That for a brief moment, I didn't love you. And I felt like I should do stuff with other people.
You probably still loved her, but it's just whatever's still going on there. I don't know. Maybe get to the bottom of that.
They're not
going to
feel loved after you tell them that.
No, but you got to get to the bottom of maybe why you did that.
And honestly,
that will help.
I, Yeah, I mean, I honestly think, well, maybe they got past it. You know, maybe like it took that to realize someone else was better.
We've always said not to tell.
You don't tell.
I just think it'll like totally erase the last 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, I'm starting to think I should come clean with my wife. No. I'm going back and forth between needing to be honest with the woman I love, but fearing the fallout that would almost certainly come with that. Do I spill in the interest of true love and full disclosure and moving forward, or is the risk too great? It's really starting to eat at me, and you're the only people I can talk to anonymously.
I don't think he's going to be able to not tell her.
Here's the truth. This guy just wants to feel better about life. His own mistake. He wants to feel better about it. And he's like, how can I feel better about it? When the truth is, you do something like that to someone else, you're just trying to share the load of the pain or whatever it is.
I totally
agree with you. You're trying to share it.
What I will do is flip the script for a second. If you're the partner and you knew your partner had cheated on you some point in the past decade,
right,
would you want to know?
No.
No, probably not. I mean, if you don't have plans of really like blowing it up.
I don't know. Your marriage will never be the same. It'd be probably hard to get past if you like try to work it out.
If I found out, it doesn't matter when, right? Like, it wouldn't matter when. You're like, okay,
if it's over, I guess it's, and you're working and you still want to be in the marriage, I don't know. It's such a hard.
Yeah.
You know, I just think once you say something, the person's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're either going to go. There's like the slim chance that they make it through and then their relationship because what his goal is like their relationship becomes stronger because he was honest finally
about
this thing. But I don't think it ever really goes that way.
No, the trust will be gone.
Yeah.
I
think his marriage will be ruined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, okay, so maybe there was like, maybe it was a bit selfish, you even engaging in the cheating. And then it's like, to me, another like selfish times two to admit to it, to try and like make yourself feel better. You should feel bad, dude. You should feel bad.
I wonder what a therapist would say. You think a therapist would tell you to?
I think a therapist would tell you not to say anything.
Just keep it to yourself.
I think a therapist would try to get to the bottom of whether or not you truly want to stay in it. Because that's the other thing. Does he truly want to be in this? Or is this idea of, you know, I should tell the truth because that would be the right thing to do, is really his subconscious self saying, I want out.
I
want
to destroy
this. And that will destroy it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're in a different place now than they were 12 years ago.
Right. And if that's the case, like if stuff is great, then shut up.
When you're in a marriage long enough, you just have these ups, highs, and lows.
It is life.
Just, you know.
It's totally life. But maybe speaking to a therapist yourself, dude, would be the best way for you to go here. You obviously want to get it off your chest, but telling your wife is just going to lead to disaster. If everything's going well and you have never been happier, then it's on you. You made the mistake. You've got to deal. Whether it's keeping you up at night or not, that's your fault.
Yeah.
It's not her fault.
I can only imagine he's like, you know, and I did this thing like 10, 12 years ago, and it was this. And she's like, oh, my God, thank God, because I banged this guy like 6 years ago.
She reveals her secret.
And then I banged him for like 4 years, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, good point.
This guy said that I cheated on my wife 2 years after we got together. I told her 5 years later. We did split up right away for like 8 months, but we've been back together for another 8 years since.
A lot of couples work it out after things like this. But,
well, because you got a lot of things to keep you together, right? Like you've got some of you have kids, some of you, you know.
But it puts a strain. And I like the idea of the therapist and go from there.
Yeah, if you really love her, I don't think you want to cause her pain, and that's all this would do.
I just don't know why, when stuff's going real good, we as human beings decide I should blow this completely up and just ruin it all.
Funny, this is almost the scenario you talked about. A couple of years ago, I disclosed to my wife that after 17 years I cheated on her. Then she disclosed that after 3 years she cheated on me.
Yeah.
And they're still together.
Does everyone feel better?
Yeah.
Because everyone feels better now.
We're all good. We cheated.
You did something wrong. I did something wrong. We're good.
Done. Yep. Anonymous, voice changing technology. Hey, Anonymous, you wanted to comment on this.
Hey, guys. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg.
So I went through something very similar with this with my now wife. We were dating for just under 2 years, and I was a total POS and did something, and I carried it around for about a year. And then I was like, look, I want to marry this girl, and I totally came clean. And I had to gain her trust back, ultimately, but we're happily married, and everything's good to go. But with this guy being so deep into his marriage, I figured, you know, like, the past is the past, dude. Like, if you bring this up now, you're just either going to go through a giant fight and get over it, or she's going to end up leaving you because she's going to wonder what else has been hanging on in the past so many decades.
Yeah, well, what else have you been lying about?
Well, 12 years is a long time.
It's a long time. It's just so long ago. Like, who were you 12 years ago?
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's not even, you're not even the same person.
We did have a therapist text us and said, keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Or someone else said, tell a priest.
That'll make you feel better.
Yeah, you have to confess to someone.
Whatever. Yep, whatever.
Anyone besides your wife.
Yeah,
do that. All right, next email also came into us. Email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. It says, please keep me anonymous. You guys always get people asking for advice about certain platforms, so I want to talk to you guys about starting an account on Feet Finder. My husband said he saw a TikTok about how much people can make on Feet Finder. And he said, damn, if we could make that much, you should go ahead and start one. I thought he was joking at first, so I asked if he was, and he said, no, it'd be worth it, babe, to make that kind of money. She says, just for some background, we're a couple in our early 30s. We've been together almost 14 years. We have two small kids, but we'd love to move into a bigger house. The housing market here has kind of slowed down, but it's still stupid expensive, so it's been tough. I'm on the fence, she says, as it's out of my comfort zone. And I'm worried if this ever got out to anyone. I don't even know what kind of weird content you'd post with your feed or what people would be into. Basically, just looking for advice from you guys. You seem to know more about this stuff than others. Is this worth it? I've heard stories from people getting in crap with their kids' school and stuff. I know you guys have done stories about it. I'd never post photos of my face. I don't know yet if I'd be comfortable showing other parts of myself. I maybe get more comfortable as I went on. I've only talked to my two best friends about it, and they told me to go for it. One of them offered to make an account with me. She's more open than I am, though, so I'm not sure I'd do that. You're all so honest. That's what I love about you guys. So let me know what you think.
Well, here's the thing. You're competing against people with no inhibitions. You're competing with people that aren't worried about what the school's going to think, that aren't worried about what friends are going to think. So your stuff, unless you have the world's most incredible feat, which I don't know what that is, will not have the draw. The content won't have the draw that other people's would have, because like when she said, oh, I don't know, what are they going to want me to do with them? You name it. You name it.
Is the feet rush over?
The feet gold rush?
Yeah.
It's like, over?
Is it, you know, like, I think that feet are like Bitcoin. And I think that they're, I think that
way
the market is saturated.
Yep.
I think that there's like oversaturation.
I have to agree with you.
Yep. A lot of people think that they can make all this money with their feet.
And you better get out of feet coin while you get the chance.
I think
every once in a while, there's a new vein of gold found or whatever, you know, every once in a while, there's something like someone might be super cute with super great feet and they might be able to make some money. We don't know anything about this person.
No,
like,
and
we don't know how she looks.
If she's super cute that they're looking at, they're super exaggerated. They're highlighting the most successful people on the platform.
Yep.
There's probably tens of thousands of people on the platform that make nothing or next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to let you buy a new house. Your feet are not going to get you a new house. They're just not. So start getting out of that mindset of that it's going to like make you millionaires. There's no way on earth. You'd have to be doing the craziest, most perverted, disgusting stuff with your
feet
to get the attention and the money flying in.
Exactly. And I think probably, like, if we went to Feet Finder, I've never been to Feet Finder. I don't know what it looks like.
I never have either. Right.
Dave, Chuck, you have a profile on there. What are you talking about?
But, well, he should. He almost should. But so my whole thing is I would assume that the really big accounts show how pretty the girl guy is.
Because look, here's some of the accounts they're highlighting here.
Yeah.
It's the person's picture. Like you see the whole body, whole face, everything. It's not just rando feet.
Right. So like, because you end up wanting to see the feet of people that are attractive. Because I do think there might be some people that aren't attractive that think their feet can do the heavy lifting.
Let's see what they tell you here.
I don't even know what they're going to say.
Feet Finder is the easiest and safest free website to buy or sell exclusive feet content. The sign-up process takes less than a minute and all sellers are ID verified before being approved for account creation. This verification ensures that all content available to buyers comes from real people. Buyers have the option to purchase individual photos and videos from sellers or subscribe to access all their content for a monthly fee set by the seller. Buyers can send custom requests and message sellers directly, but sellers decide if buyers need to be subscribed or not to send a message or custom offer.
The plus butter?
Once the offer is made, the seller can choose to either accept or reject. Feet Finder automatically blurs all the content sellers upload, but allows buyers to see a preview to ensure they get what they paid for. This process ensures the sellers get paid and buyers receive the content they expect.
Yeah, well, it's cartoon.
On Feet Finder, buyers can search for their favorite foot categories, like soles, heels, socks, and filter by sellers, photos, and videos. They can also use specific keywords,
look at this poor guy.
Phrases, or search sellers' usernames to find exactly what they're looking for. To ensure all transactions...
Didn't really spend a lot of money on that.
No, they didn't.
No. Animation and all that. I mean, it's...
They pay somebody off Fiverr to make that video.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just, I just want to be real with the person.
Absolutely. This is not a lottery. It's just waiting for you to cash in on
all this.
It's just, there's a million people on these websites. Like Andy said, we may be past the, if you had gotten in years ago, at the beginning of the Feet Gold Rush, you may have made some good money.
Okay, I'll make a new analogy to what I think the Feet world is now. The Feet world now is playing the lottery. And I'll say it, so I've often said to people, go ahead, start it. Because you can't win if you don't play.
But the odds
of you winning are super low. But
now, we have a Feet Finder foot model with us.
Okay.
Voice-changing technology.
All right.
So you are on Feet Finder. Would you recommend this woman do it or not?
Not if she's not willing to show some other things besides her feet.
Yeah.
So you've realized
no shame on Feet Finder.
Yeah,
you've realized that.
Butts.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I've made a few $100s and it's fun, but you got to let your inhibitions go. Like, there's no way you're making any money selling just your feet. There's buttholes. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
What? You show your feet and your butthole?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, from neck down.
Yep.
Okay.
But there's people on there that, I mean, you're not supposed to have nudity or anything on there, but people's profile feeds, it's just right there in your face. Like, they say no nudity, but there's buttholes everywhere.
That's incredible.
just gained a new follower from one chunk.
What's the going rate for a b-hole pic?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a good question.
Well, what's crazy is, like, I've had a sexting conversation, no pictures, nothing, and this guy was shooting me $10 every 2 minutes just to have the conversation for about 15 minutes.
Well, that's
fine.
And
then I had a guy that wanted me to put oil and seasonings on my feet, tie them up like a pork roast, and put them on a pan and take a picture like that. Like, there's some crazy stuff out there.
He wanted,
how much did that one cost?
Pork roast feet.
You were supposed to keep that quiet.
Chuck loves his pork.
It's called Dolcet, guys. Look it up. It's called Dolcet, D-O-L-C-E-T-T. It's based off an artist, but the whole genre of porn where it's obviously mostly animated, but women looking like roast being spitted and roasted. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah. So it's the it's the second thing.
This is something we've not heard of.
No, women looking like roast.
Every time I think,
in an oven.
Here, this one's a hot model cooked to...
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous.
Go on there, check it out. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yeah. It's probably who we're talking to.
Weird.
Her roast pork feet?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now, this is...
Whoa, can't believe goodness. That we... Look, wow. Something else we haven't heard of.
So that's it. Like, look, this woman's like a pig on a
okay,
roaster.
So I never knew what this is called. I've obviously seen stuff. Well, it's this disturbing stuff that pops up. Like you see like a lot of like simulated like this.
Like putting skewers into people?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Mostly animated.
They're all tied up like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah. You
he's based in them.
Oh man, the world is wild. Stuffed. Yeah, the world is wild.
The world is wild.
So, but this is what I'm saying. So, like,
she gets cooked.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Like, so this girl who's like, I don't want anyone to find out, and I really don't want to do anything but just put my feet out there. Like, how much are you going to make? 50 cents? You know, you're going to sell like maybe a couple feet. And I will say, in any new porn thing, people are going to. They go after someone new like it's crazy. They throw money at them. It's the same thing as like a strip joint that like hires a new waitress. They try and try and try to get them to become a stripper, you know, and they're going to try. These guys might try for a minute to try and see if they can't pay you to see your butthole.
I just think people get a lot of feet dreams.
Yeah,
I think
big time.
Big feet dreams, like Chuck said, it's the lottery. Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to roll the dice, up to you. But
you want to be a roast or whatever.
Yeah, if you want to be a pork roast.
That was crazy, right?
You always dreamed of it.
Dry rub feet. I'm going to dry rub some feet.
Tie them up with string like they're
oh my god,
a big pork roast and slip, pretend they're coming out of the oven all hot and juicy. Jesus.
Oh my god.
The world's effed up.
Yeah, you almost said it.
I did. I almost
you
did.
Almost.
So let us know what you do. We're saying you're not going to get a bigger house by selling your feet online, but you can always take a chance if you want to.
If you want to play the lottery, go ahead.
But it generally won't work out.
If you paint them yellow and put a pat of butter on it and make it look like cornbread, you might turn
Oh, my God.
That's a different kind of corn. Yes, cornbread porn.
Yeah.
Corn porn. I'm not into feet at all, but that might sell me. I'll give you $20 for
it. That's true.
Cornbread feet. Oh, that sounds disgusting.
I bet you can find it.
Cornbread feet?
I bet you could find it.
If I put in the search cornbread feet, what is going to come up?
You watch.
It's gonna be
somebody with really bad fungus.
Brutal.
Someone is going to be stepping on cornbread.
Cornbread feet. Hopefully it's so crazy there's nothing.
Porn. You'd have to put porn.
Luckily it's just pictures of cornbread. Cornbread feet.
It is right now. Oh boy.
No, apparently there's a porn star called Cornbread.
That guy's not eating cornbread.
I know what he's
Don't look at his face.
Yeah.
You might be shocked.
No, it's like another like for thick ladies. They call them like cornbread fed.
Oh, corn. Oh, yeah.
Cornbread fed.
Redman loves his cornbread.
Oh boy! That's
oh no,
not
that
a good
is.
Image.
Oh my lord, that is someone finishing on cornbread. Jason,
I told you, don't look at his face.
He found Jason's sight.
Oh no, that's bad news. That's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next email comes into us. Longtime listener, she says, "I need advice. The house in front of ours had their garage door open for the past 4 days. Cardboard is now blocking the windows. No car in the driveway. It seems off." I don't know them, but I'm debating on whether or not I should call the cops to do a quick check and make sure nothing's dark-sided. Right now, my brain is working just like Dave's when he thought that old lady's house was on fire. What if someone is dead is inside? What if someone is dead inside? What would you guys do? Am I overreacting?
Well, who put the cardboard up?
Why did they put the cardboard up?
And
leave the garage door open?
The garage door is open?
Has been open for 4 days.
Oh, I mean, that's
you might
weird, though.
Call a cop, then.
I'd say it's absolutely worth...
Yeah.
You don't go.
You don't get involved.
No, but if the garage door is open for that long.
But just say, like, well, like, there's two real alarming signs. Someone covered the windows with cardboard, and the garage door has been open for 4 days.
Yeah, because if I had a neighbor that's whose garage door was just open for 4 days, I'd be like, what is going on? I would. I'd be like, what is going on there?
Yeah.
It's fine to call the cops. You stay out of it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. They probably wouldn't even say, like, oh, your neighbor across the street was worried.
Well, think about it. Didn't you have your garage open and the cops went to your door
and they were like,
hey, just to let you know, your garage was open.
Yeah.
So it's totally normal.
It is normal. But, I mean, they were just driving by and saw it, right?
Well, they could just say, I'd be like, please just say you were driving by for some reason.
Yeah, I'm sure they would never identify who called.
No.
Because I don't need a killer to know it was me.
And one more here. This guy said, I was listening to your show the other day, and the guy with a micro dong came up. So I'm currently dating a lady who, when she was younger, was bigger before I met her. Mm-hmm. She lost about 75 pounds. She started taking her health more seriously. Anyway, she said when she was at her heaviest, she was dating a guy that had a micro penis. I thought, well, that would be impossible for them to even have sex because of her weight combined with his micro penis.
Wow.
And now I know I'm no monster. I'm a little above average, about 7 inches. But it got me wondering. I don't really see myself going anywhere long term with this girl. So I'll be back in the dating pool sooner rather than later. Should I be considering girls with the size of their butts or something before I ask them out?
What is he talking about?
What kind of question is this?
What do we miss?
What are we talking about?
What did we miss?
I find myself attracted to women with big butts, but if they've got a huge ass, I might not be able to get in there with all that extra meat.
He's worried his average size wiener won't be able to reach the target if they are getting it down and dirty in a certain position.
I see what he's saying.
They're not. Trail?
Yeah. Well, now I get it. Okay. I don't know what I missed, but I was like, okay, so he's worried that he wants them round,
big and juicy,
and he's not big enough. He's fine. He'll be fine. I don't know if you're going to encounter, when bent over, something that's going to push you away enough to keep 7 inches away.
Such a strange worry to have.
It's a very odd worry.
Anxiety over this.
Is my wiener big enough for her big butt? That's all I should have said.
That sums it up right there. Yeah.
He took that whole email and put it into one sentence.
Yeah.
If you had, did he say how old he was?
No, I'm assuming like,
I'm gonna guess 19 years old. I guess 19.
That's a 19 year old man's question.
19 year old man worries.
Dear Dave and Chuck, I really love big butts, and I cannot lie.
But are the butts too big for my little guy?
Yeah.
I love the poetry version of it.
Yeah. You're fine.
I think he's
your humble brag about your penis size that you slipped in there.
Exactly. I'm no.
Unless she's like
I'm
some
only about
sort
12.
Of gigantic ass model.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that it's just, he just might have to do some kind of
make like Moses and spread the seed.
But
just spread them.
There's positions for everyone. Absolutely. If a micro penis guy could do it,
you can do it.
Yeah,
no doubt. All right. Remember, if you ever want to reach us, no matter what your concern, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is how you do it. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. When we come back, what's the big McNugget case going through the courts? What's the strange reason a guy was fired from a California grocery store? And what's up with the Asians? All that and more straight ahead. We'll be back in a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Paris Jackson posted a video on social media where she talked about how she gave a couple of hitchhikers a ride across Los Angeles the night before. And they repaid her by robbing her.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's crazy to think that people still pick up hitchhikers. John.
In the mid-80s, living in Colorado, we hitchhiked pretty much every date. And I did pick up hitchhikers. As well, the guy that I picked up, he whipped out a flute and started playing the flute and gave me some music for the ride.
That's terribly terrifying to me. Yeah. Someone just starts playing a flute.
Mm-hmm.
Is that My Heart Will Go On?
Yes, it is.
Forever this way, and I feel like my heart will go on.
I just love the
that movie.
Incredibly creepy.
I'll be honest. I'd rather you pull a knife on me.
Yeah,
I want to do a whole album of Buffalo Bill singing Celine Dion.
I don't know the lyrics.
I don't either. On and on.
Chuck the Freak and the Buffalo Bill Band.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Chuck the Freak.
Hello there. It is Dave and Chuck the Freak with you on this Friday, bitches. Coming up, what's the big McNugget case going through the courts? What's the strange reason a guy was fired from a California grocery store? And what's up with the Asians? All on the way.
Checking in
with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. A woman has sued McDonald's, saying a chicken McNugget was so hot it burned her 4-year-old girl.
Well, I don't know if I've ever encountered a hot chicken nugget.
Not a scorching hot.
No.
Was it right out of the fryer?
I mean, it must have been, right?
For it to burning like that.
I just feel like they've been sitting there for a while.
They show looks like lava was dropped on the child.
That maybe there was like a little pocket in the
hot oil?
And then the oil like
burst
out of it.
So, the lawsuit is against McDonald's and the franchise owner of that particular location in court right now. And here's the details from Local 10 News. Take a listen.
And things got underway pretty quickly today after opening arguments here at the Broward County Courthouse. And lots of evidence was displayed, including video showing this mom going through the drive-thru, getting this food, handing it to her kids. And that food, of course, now the center of this case.
That's Falana Holmes pulling into a Tamarack McDonald's drive-thru. Once her order's in hand, she reaches around, hands off the food to her son and daughter in the back seat. Typical day at the drive-thru, or not so much.
For the reasonable, foreseeable, intended use is for a child to handle this box. The law implies a promise from a corporation to, in this case, a child.
Right.
But when they use it as intended, it'll be safe.
That's Falana Holmes' lawyer, who says that Happy Meal came with no warning. The lawsuit filed following the August 2019 trip to Mickey D's claims the chicken nuggets inside her daughter's Happy Meal were so, quote, unreasonably and dangerously hot, the 4-year-old little girl's skin was burned.
And if it's preventable, it's warnable. You should warn someone about it. And if you don't do that, then you're liable.
Ms. Holmes purchased 32 chicken McNuggets that day.
What?
The evidence will show that 31 of them there was no problem with.
McDonald's and their franchisee argue food safety rules require McNuggets to be hot enough. Otherwise, they're unsafe to eat. The defense also argues what happens to a McNugget once it leaves the drive-thru window is beyond their control.
In fact, Olivia dropped 6 on her lap, but she has one burn. And that's the one location where the McNugget was trapped by the seatbelt for 2 minutes. The chicken McNuggets are not defective. They are not unreasonably dangerous. They are not dangerously hot. And there's no negligence on the part of either Upchurch Foods or McDonald's.
That man knows.
He's a fat, fat lawyer. That is, God, I knew that they were going to
get him. I myself had 30 nuggets in a minute.
I will defend them to the death.
Oh, my God, look who's here. It's Nugget Lawyer.
I've eaten 10,000 chicken McNuggets. And I'm here to tell you that I've never been a burned in one time.
Call Ned Nuggets.
Yep.
These nuggets are not reasonably hot.
My God, he's right. I'm on the jury. I'm being swayed.
These McNuggets are not dangerous.
Must have been the seatbelt that trapped it.
I believe that the seatbelt is the reason that this is person was burned.
I believe this man.
But the lawyer has a cool phone number like 1-800-HOT-NUGS.
Yeah. So, I trust McDonald's.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Yeah.
He's convincing.
Yes, he is. He is. Nugget Ned, I don't know. Jury is in.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You
McDonald's
think?
Is just fine, aren't they?
Did Nugget Ned do his job, or are they going to have to pay out?
I think the fat lawyer was successful.
Fat lawyer wins. Judge is in the pocket. I think everything is fine.
I paid him off with chicken nuggets.
Split verdict.
Oh, what does that mean?
The franchisee was found negligent. McDonald's was not.
Mm.
But the jury did find that both the franchisee and McDonald's failed to produce instructions for the food that would have prevented the girl's injury. So now we're going to have warnings on every Happy Meal and McNugget case.
Yeah, but are they going to give this person anything? No, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
They say that, I mean, it's not a ton. I believe that they were seeking $15,000 in damages.
I used to go through the drive-thru and get nuggets for Molly, my dog.
Yeah.
And I would always blow them off and make sure they were not too hot.
Always
a lease.
So,
to be honest, I mean,
you want to do that for your kids. Or
well, the thing is, I mean, for a certain age, you would do it.
Yeah.
You know? And then after a while, you just
throw them back.
You just realize they know that they're hot.
Yeah. Or they probably know. I'm trying to think of when we stopped doing that for our kids. McDonald's says this. We are deeply disappointed with the verdict because the facts show our restaurant did indeed follow protocols when cooking and serving these Happy Meals. Our community in South Florida should remain confident. We will continue serving safe and high quality meals like we've done for the past 50 years at this location.
Those burns were horrific.
Yeah,
though.
One was nasty. I mean, that thing was nasty. It
I
looked
can't
like
believe a nugget could do that to you.
No. Now, I have put some things in my microwave, and I know that if I had bare legs and dropped like a pizza pocket or like a, you know, on my leg and left it there.
Just in your underpants or something?
It would burn me very badly.
Yeah, some of those like pizza pockets, pizza rolls, like the filling is like magma.
You'd have to go to the burn center.
I mean, I'm telling you. I'd be like, oh my God, they're going to rush them in the air. He had a ton of pizza pockets.
And of course, you'd be just in your underwear.
Tell you, I believe you always cook in your kitchen.
You're probably going to need a skin graft, sir. We're going to have to remove some hair from your ass and put it on your thigh.
That's fine. It's the same amount of hair.
Chuck's at the burn center again.
Oh, my God. Was it
guys,
another hot pocket?
It was another hot pocket.
Oh, my God. I told him to give those up.
Pizza roll.
Bagel bite. Bagel bite
this time. Bagel bite.
Those will get
cook
you.
With pants on, for God's sake. I will never. I've never done it. I won't start now.
I'm telling you, though. Like, I mean, like at some point, though, like, you are a parent.
Am I a crazy man that I would love my nugget to be that hot? I love hot food. My fries were that hot.
I like them.
Damn.
I will say that those things are never that hot.
Right, never.
That's my point.
I've never had
never
a hot nugget.
Fresh, the freshest of
No, that's
of
my
nuggets.
Point. I love it when a nugget is blazing hot and I can see I dip it in honey. Other people don't, but to me, it like melts the honey and then makes it even more delicious. Now, I can also understand you can't hand a small child
Which
as a
they
parent.
Didn't. The parent did. And
that's what I'm saying. As a parent, I wouldn't want to be like, because a lot of times they'll actually tell you, hey, this these fries are right out of the fryer. They'll tell you.
So how scorching would this be? Fans of McDonald's apple pies shed a lot of tears when the chain shut down the fryers and started baking them. Like, they did this back in the 90s, but there's one location in the U.S. that's decided they're going back deep fried. The restaurant located in Downey, California, it's one of the first ever Mickey D's. It dates back to 1953. It still has the old red and white tile design. But they've decided to do things the way they used to, and they're starting to deep fry their apple pies again. And also, I guess in Hawaii, they've never stopped. You can always get fried pies there.
Well,
but imagine the filling of a deep fried apple pie scorching.
Yeah, be careful. They better put a warning on that.
Warnings on there. They just literally should put a warning on everything.
Yeah,
that's
there
it.
Should be
I
a warning on everything. Every fast food place.
Just everything that they have. Just contents may be hot.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's all it has to say.
Yeah. Maybe the drafted speaker, when you pull up, instead of saying, "Hey, how are you today? What would you like to try?" You'd say, "Just so you know, before you place an order, any of our foods here could injure you."
Right. Yeah.
Don't burn yourself. It's hot.
Yeah.
That's where we are in the world. You have to give people those warnings or you're opening yourself up to lawsuits.
Yeah.
So that, if that nugget, like that big fat lawyer said, was trapped under that seatbelt for minutes.
I'm assuming, was that her leg, you think?
Yeah, so she must have been screaming and her mom just wasn't paying attention to it. Like, oh, shut up.
She was driving and couldn't do anything about it. But you've got to pull over.
If someone's screaming in pain, your kid's screaming in pain.
Tossed 36 nuggets at him that day, so.
She bought over 30 nuggets that day.
Well,
so every meal they have was just going through that drive-thru?
The two kids would have got, what, eight?
No, and the kids back isn't
there's
like four.
Yeah, there's four and a Happy Meal.
That's that's what I'm saying. So like the two kids, they both got four each, so they get eight. You know,
just 32 chicken nuggets.
There's 24. And can you buy? So what'd you do? Get a 20 piece and then a 4 piece?
Yeah, you can buy a 4 probably. Piece
separately. Yeah.
So she herself maybe bought 24 nugs.
Yeah, there might have been even one more kid way in the back.
That's a nugget family.
She wanted nuggets for life or something for that lawsuit.
Nugs for life! James putting hot nuggets on himself.
I'd rather have
just put them all over my body until one burns.
I'd have to crunch the numbers on this, but I might honestly rather have nugs for life
than 15 grand. A 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
That's nugs worth way life. More. Nugs for life. Nugs for life. Until you die.
Nugs kill you, but. Yeah.
Still, it's not a bad life.
Not a bad way to die. Not a bad way to die either.
Probably a pretty bad life.
Not a bad life.
You'd see me in the parking spot on the app putting my order in, coming to bring it up to my curbside pickup, and I'd just be there shirtless. They'd hand me the nugs, and I'd just dump them right on my chest.
That might be a dead giveaway. On my 500-pound life.
Yeah. Hey, finally
I can monetize that.
Yeah. In your hover round.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back in a moment, what's the strange reason a guy was fired from a California grocery store, and what's up with the Asians? Still ahead.
It's Friday, bitches. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak. And James, hold on to your toilet. Police in Washington State looking for leads in a felony toilet theft. But the thief did not just run into someone's bathroom and jack their crapper. It's actually a go-kart with a real toilet as seat that a local plumber generally rides around town to promote his business.
That's awesome.
Did we talk about this guy possibly before? I thought that we talked about a guy other than
There's
James.
There's been many toilet vehicles.
Ridable toilets.
Yeah, I mean, this is sweet because this is like gas-powered.
Mine's, you
know, one of those hover-round, like...
yours is a feat of engineering, I would say.
Yeah.
He said this is worth over $2,000.
There's no chance of that.
He had to have this rig custom fabricated for a $400 toilet to fit on it.
It's quite pricey to fabricate a toilet to be mobile.
It was stolen from the guy's business. He has surveillance footage which shows a man decked out in camouflage taking it. Sadly, it sounds like the go-kart didn't make it in one piece. Shattered porcelain was found across the street, so they suspect someone may have tried to lift it into a vehicle and it snapped and broke.
Or you took a turn too far or too sharp and you tipped over, because that was something I had to work on when I was learning to drive mine.
I remember when you first brought that to an event.
Yeah.
How excited we all were.
Oh, my God.
James, is that a toilet? James, is that a toilet?
Come on, rush, I was so scared, A, to crash, or B, to flip over, too.
Yeah.
Once that gets cooking, like once that gets going fast, like it's on your ass, man. There's no seatbelts, there's nothing. You're just on a moving toilet going like 12 miles an hour has never seemed so fast.
Yep.
My favorite part was just seeing you haul it in your vehicle around. Here
I have to disassemble part
toilet.
Of it and lift it up in. Yeah, I felt like a real NASCAR crew.
You still have it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, he doesn't get rid of that kind of
gold. You worked on that thing for quite a while, didn't you?
I paid a guy to make it. I mean, I planned it out for a while. Like, I was looking for different ways to try to do it. Originally, I was going to pay the guy that fabricated it for me. I was going to pay him to do like what this gentleman has with an actual like motor. I'm like,
yes.
Let me know. I'll go steal a lawnmower from somewhere.
Yeah,
we'll take the engine. And then I saw a video on the internet of somebody in a lawn chair rigged up to their hoverboard. And I was like, what if we make something with a toilet instead of this lawn chair, and then we put the hoverboard on top? And
he's like, give this for James.
Yeah.
I don't care. I've never felt so flashy and way trashy at the same time.
That thing is gorgeous.
I know, isn't
it? We put it on a hover round. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I'll fabricate it.
Thank God.
It can be done.
Yeah, so I had a guy fabricate it, and then I painted it, and then I put carpet on it and put all the accessories that you need in the bathroom.
It's amazing.
Yep. I think you had your penis hat on.
I believe.
Did you? With
made appearances with a bunch of different things. Right? I think the first time I had like goggles, like I was in a little fast race car. I tried to look as ridiculous as possible.
Texas cemetery going viral for a weird reason. When a woman took a look at her parents' final resting place in Texas via Google Maps, she found something she wasn't expecting to see. She clicked on there, and Google Maps was showing her around the cemetery, as you'll see here. So she's checking around, checking things out. She does a full photo of this Magnolia Cemetery, was then surprised to see a skeleton sitting in the driver's seat of a Jeep on the cemetery grounds.
So obviously someone with a Jeep saw this.
Google car?
The Google car. And
quickly got into place.
Funny.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that do this. They will see that thing and then they get set up somewhere and do something silly.
Yeah, well, I knew there was a Google car like in our neighborhood years back, and they had already gone down our street. But once I saw like the Google car, I ran home and got it in a man thong. Getting ready to do yard work in the front yard. Never came.
No, sure.
Oh, well.
This person who found it, who was looking for her parents' resting place, she was fine with it. She had a chuckle. She said other people who have commented since she posted think it's tasteless, not funny, and Google should take it down immediately.
You know, the dead need to laugh, too.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely, they do. I'd have no issue with it.
No.
Just having some fun. Bad news for Peloton. They've had to issue a massive recall on their ever-popular exercise bikes. Because instead of people breaking a sweat, they're breaking bones. They recalled 2.2 million of their bikes yesterday. Apparently, the seat posts have been breaking while people are riding. People have been falling, among other injuries.
That's the beginning of the end for Peloton.
Well, think about it. If the seat breaks off and then you just land down on the broken...
Jesus, penetrate your beehole?
Yes.
How crazy are their personal trainers that they're making people do these?
Listen, I think that they get...
they go nuts.
I have a buddy who has one, and he's like, yeah, you know, like I'm on it like three times a week. He's like, but I haven't even done or attempted the highest level. Like, there's a level 5 or something like that, and he's like, I just do level 4 stuff. The level 5 is apparently insane.
Like you're hiking straight up a mountain?
Oh, like, I don't know. Like, it's like... I don't know how fast you have to try and go, and are you standing up and pedaling the whole time? Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Level 5 is it penetrates your beehole.
Exactly. That's 6. That's 6. That's like you've graduated to level 6.
That's
welcome.
The level I always keep mine at.
Yeah.
Beehole penetration.
Yeah. I was worried the front maybe broke off, and you're like leaning over on it, and then all of a sudden you're
35 injuries have been reported to them so far.
Yeah.
This has Antiques Roadshow written all over it. In Philly, a massive church had two rose-shaped stained glass windows inside. When the Emmanuel Christian Center bought the church, the new pastor, a younger guy, wanted to modern things up inside the building. So he brought in a salvager, had him clean the place out of its pews, its furnishings, even the windows. $6,000 they paid the guy to get rid of it all.
Okay.
Well, that salvager took everything to an auction house and found those windows were actually Tiffany pieces.
What?
They're worth probably $250,000 each. The windows have been restored since. They go up for auction this weekend.
This is what there's a lot of people out there that do this when they're going to tear a building down. They tear, like, if there's any decorative building pieces, they'll rip just those off. Like, they don't care about the bricks, but they'll take all the decorative pieces, and you just never know when someone is like, oh, you don't know who designed this, you know, corner of this building, or, and they sell it to different, you know.
So that's Alvager. He did the work.
Yeah.
Made $6,000 and is now standing to make $500,000.
Well, my dad kind of did this when he cut that giant tree down, the one that I said is the exact same as in the Redwood Forest. When he hired a guy to cut the tree down, and the guy was like, so what do you want to do with the wood? And the guy's like, wood? What am I going to do? I'm not. And he was like, I'll take it from you. And then you find out that he probably gave the guy, like, I think it was like $12,000 worth of wood.
I could just take that to like some sort of lumber mill, and they could mill it into actually usable lumber.
Because it was the tallest tree in the whole neighborhood. The dude cut it down. It was probably like,
is it oak?
No, it was redwood. It was some form of redwood. And the guy made a whole crap ton.
The Brister took it really, really great.
I'm sure he was totally fine with that. Oh, boy.
When we come back in a moment, what were two kids on their way to buy when they crashed their parents' car? What's up with the Asians right after this?
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
There are crazy photos going around of a construction worker in India who managed to survive an iron rod going through his skull. There's the rod.
Oh, that's a big rod.
Mm-hmm.
There's the dude.
I am different.
That's him. With the rod still in his hand.
Did he do that before? No.
Can you hodo 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 hodo? What's that?
Do you know? He's developed a stutter. Sometimes when you have a rod through the brain, you do things like this.
Is it no?
You're doing great.
It hurts.
Does this hurt when I do this?
Nope.
Oh man, what about this?
Nope.
Oh, he is never going to be the same. He's made up a brain damage song. You see this sometimes. It changes when I pull on it. Watch this. See, you're gonna go almost kind of higher when you're. It's like a car engine. It's funny. Very funny.
I mean, how do you live?
I don't know how you survive.
How
that.
Do you
really
live?
And they say he's doing fine after surgery, though.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak. It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
The irony in this story is these kids already had access to a much better version of what they wanted. But two brothers in Malaysia, they were 6 and 3.
Okay.
Crashed their parents' car this week. 6 and 3.
Yes.
Because they were driving to a store to buy a new car.
Oh, wow. They will sell a lot of cars to 6 and 3 year olds.
A toy car. Oh.
Oh.
They snuck off with the keys to their parents' Toyota while their dad was sleeping and their mom was in the bathroom.
This is them?
This is them. You'll see them in the white car.
Oh, okay. So they're following them.
This is, yes, they're being followed now.
Oh, my
goodness. The six-year-old drove, because obviously 3 is too young for that.
Yeah.
They were all over the road. Other drivers started following them because people thought it was a drunk driver.
No, just a six-year-old.
They made it a couple of miles away before they eventually crashed into a lamppost. Luckily, they're fine. Three-year-old totally fine. Six-year-old just had a little scrape. When the people that pulled them over asked what they were doing, the older kid said, "Mama's at home. We're going to the store. We want a black car now."
Wow.
The Toyota they were in was white, by the way.
Yeah,
they were sick of that. They were sick of that. They wanted a black one, so they were driving to the store to get one.
Wow.
That's
you got to learn to drive early over there, I guess.
Holy hell. You are in for trouble.
Huh. Yeah, they're going to have to keep their eye.
Yeah. And taking the car out already.
Keep your eyes on them.
That is not going to be fun. They team up and they steal your Toyota. That's going to do it for us here on this Friday, bitches. Stay safe and we'll talk to you next time on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah? So everybody?
Penis.
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 Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.